Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing on the north side, on the east side, on the south side, on the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing on the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing on the north side, on the east side, on the south side, on the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause all I'm hearing is firing on the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side.
Every day a gunshot, every day on the block, every day is hot, every day the fucking cops. We trying to get it, we can't get it. Hard out shit though, we sweating in the city, down there 100 degrees. Oh Lord, please, get me away from all these enemies, all these demons. Can't run, I can't see, I'm blinded. Everybody telling me, rewind it. I can't, won't stop till I get away. Everybody in the hood, you dig, need to pray. Okay, it's about to pass my name. And I say, I do it every day, all day. Get it? It's hard, dog. Everybody in the hood, they need a ghetto award. They letting no shot, them youngsters are killing. And that's on the real, my nigga, come on. Look.
Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause all I'm hearing is firing.
Take me away.
On the north side, on the east side, on the south side.
The boys banging with
here. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause all I'm hearing
that's
is
all
firing.
I hear, love.
On the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side.
Da 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 da. Here come the ambulance, I'm pulling in the helicopter. Lord, take me away like hell gone until I'm gone. I can't leave the game alone. I can't leave the game alone. Too strong. Same song when I see it. Trying to leave, I be it. Holes in the hood, they say I'm Korean. I ain't Korean.
Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause
yeah.
I'm hearing this fire.
It's just a,
on the
side,
on the
south
side, on the
it's
side,
violent.
On the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this
violence,
cause all I'm hearing is firing on the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side.
On the west side, my nigga die. On the south side, mama cry. On the west side, a nigga die. Same thing, dog. Up, down, side to side, north. Nigga in the hood, they gotta play smart. Get your star, your dick, play your part. Watch them boys in the dark because they keep a y'all. And them dogs, they bark and they bite. Tell your niggas in the hood, their mind ain't right. Better get gike, better get tight, better move real fast. For a nigga, grab a ski mask and blast your ass. It's all about cash, dog, and making a dash. And putting your stash to the side like a stash. Look, you know how it is, some serious shit. Your daddy got some crazy ass kids. Little chicks that don't stop from sucking the shit. When they put the thorns on, they quit to bust your shit.
Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause all I'm hearing is firing on the north side, on the east side, on the south side, on the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause all I'm hearing is firing on the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause all I'm hearing is firing on the north side, on the east side, on the south side, on the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause all I'm hearing is firing on the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side.
Yeah, that's Dead Dollar Records. Shouts out to Tanner Man, Larry Lyon, dog Big TV on the down that track, man. This boy, he just smells so good, man. It's gonna be a long day today. Cause I gotta get out of the building for about 30 minutes. I gotta watch my mama car. Yeah, I had a friend of the family pass away. And that's a whole nother issue that I need to talk about, but I ain't gonna talk about that until I get back. I gotta go down, you know.
Right now, I'm a little incapacitated.
I ain't gonna even tell y'all where I'm at, but if you hear echo, you know where I'm at. That's going down real big, man. I ain't got no music or nothing to play for you. All I can do is talk to you. My co-host is currently at the hospital. Something happened. I don't know what happened. She said she got a call from her sister, and she had to get over there and take a moment to the hospital. And her head swole up. She had a lump behind her ear. And, you know, but she good, though. She good, you know what I'm saying? And her mom is talking, and she's responsive. She's walking and stuff, so. But that's why I'm here holding it down for her, you know what I'm saying, asking everybody, you know what I'm saying, throughout the day, you know what I'm saying, just take time out, you know, if you haven't, you know, and please send her, you know, just send her a prayer out, prayer shout out real quick, and, you know, let her know that she thought about it, you know what I'm saying, and that's the whole basis of having family, man. It ain't just about, you know, so-called family being your blood, because once it's not your blood, or more of your family than the ones that call themselves your blood, you know what I'm saying? So, she is family to me, and, you know, my university, you know, everybody can join if you like, but I like to just say, you know, Lord, please bless my co-host, Mr. Tasha, and her entire family, especially her mother, who's going through this hard time. May she get through this ordeal swiftly and successfully. And may she know that there are people out there in this world that do love her. It's just as much as her daughters do. And that we all thinking about her hand in hand as one. Your name? Amen. Notice I said in your name. That's for all y'all religious freaks out there. Oh, he said Jesus. He said God. He said Lord. Fill in the blanks. Praise the Father. So going down like that, man. You know, I got to, excuse me, 1 second. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be right with you.
Down the bathroom, wash your hands. Hopefully, you nasty motherfuckers out there, wash your hands. Probably y'all don't. All right, all right. Got up in the building.
All right, hold on, people. I'm back. Let's
see what's
happening. Let's see what's happening.
Later.
Caller, what's happening?
Hello, caller. 111, you was on the line. You was live. Hell, am I live? No. All right, well, check it out, man. Let me check off, see if somebody popped off up in here. I ain't got nobody come up here. Yeah, that's cool. If you was on the line and you'd like to say something, you know what I'm saying, please press 1. And any time that you would like to talk to the host, then that's how it goes down. And shouts out to Lena G out there for passing me that email along. You know what I'm saying? Letting me know through the emails, just in case that Ms. Thompson didn't call me. But she did call me and let me know. So, you know, shouts out to that. And thank you. So, what I'm finna do, because I got to run out real quick. Caller, you got like 2 seconds before I press this new song and we get this thing popping. All right. I tried to let you know. All right. Here we go. We're going to get into this mega mix. I'm going to leave it all out for about 30 minutes, man. I just got to take the car across the street, run it through the car wash. I'm going to leave y'all with some funky tunes. Sit here, chat amongst yourself, and, you know, take time, man. And do me a favor, tweet this episode. If you are on Twitter, please click on the tweet this link, log in, and tweet this episode for me. You know what I'm saying? Show some love. Show some love. Motherfucker blue, show some motherfucker blue. I'm gonna get in one of my mega mixes I pre-made. Yeah, you gotta press one. I've been had you unmuted. I was just saying that because you weren't listening to me.
I'm gonna kill you, Smelly.
Oh, yeah, I was in the shit I had.
I couldn't talk. That's why I was just kind of listening.
Oh, I ain't know. Cuss me out, buddy.
I know. But just called to say thank you for that. That was beautiful. Appreciate it. And I'm just about to go in with my mom. And so I probably won't be able to call back. I just want to let you know thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I love you heaps.
Okay. Yeah, make sure you keep me up. And tell Lena I did get the email. All right.
I will, definitely. Uh-huh.
And
thank
let
you.
Me know. Yeah, I put it up real big out in the chat room, so you're going to get a lot of prayers for your mom. So, you know.
Thank you, baby. Appreciate
everybody's
it.
Up on what's going down, man. Please let me know as soon as you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will.
All right. Love you.
You too, baby.
Thank you, baby. All right.
All right, bye.
I got to be my whole lead back.
All right, I gotta go.
All right, man.
All right, bye.
This Triple X. That's my co-host right there, man. She got to go. If y'all in the chat room, shout out to Red Shades. Yeah, Natasha's mom was in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what the outcome is right now. She's in the emergency room. So, you know. Just send the individual prayers out to her, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it right here, real big, man. What smells so good in the building? Got Red Shades in the building, actually. I'm dedicating some tracks to Red Shades the next hour. So, Red Shades, at about 45 minutes, girl. In the next hour, we just going to run every single track you got down made right here live. Since you got the most love on BTR, you damn it. It ain't gonna stop here. Shit. Yeah, if you're running tomorrow, yesterday's episode back, I guess I kind of sound like I was hating, but fuck it. Everybody was starting to send shouts out to you. So I was like, well, fuck it then. Let's send some shouts out to Red Chase! Red Chase! Red Chase! Red Chase! Red Chase! Red Chase! Oh, okay. Shout outs continue. Shout out to my old girl, Red Shades, man. She holds down in Boston real big. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to check her funky tracks out? I will be playing them after I come back from washing the car. Till then, I'm going to keep chilling and doing what I'm doing. Oh, something like that. So we're going to get off into this here, man. I'll be right back. This is called the Mega Mix. This is a smelly Mega Mix. This is how it gets down on your lab. Down.
This is another DJ Smell So Good creation.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record game entertainment.
True, all right. You ready for it? Check this. I see the fire.
to extend your Benjamin. Make no mistake of thinking she your friend. This is all about deal for deal.
Wait, she like to play games and she don't care who she play with. She do what she do and she gon' get what she gon' get. She hit the strip club and she gon' make her money quick. Second on the pole and best believe her mama dick.
I like the way she dance. She took the thug, put them in that trance. She shake up like an ambulance. Into her eyes and we taking a chance. I see the fire in her eyes, fire in her eyes. The way she moves, she got the fire in her eyes. Fire on her waist, fire in her thighs.
I love the scandal.
She's so
fly. If you think not, bitch, please. I met the money all around the clock. I'm on the big boy jumper up and down the block. You know I'm dope, boy, fresh. I'm a super real nigga with the S on my chest. You're now in tune to the best. I'm so cool and I'm so fresh, yes. There ain't nothing fresh, you came near, nigga. Come better, go get them, rent, tell them. Dirty games in the building, the last name game, but don't play with no children. Yeah, that's what's up. I put a bitch in line when they acting up. I'm done, one status, my status up. And when it comes to the game, I'm platinum plus. I pull a box of cheese. To get fresh and clean. I ain't a shit, bitch, please. It ain't a nigga fresher than me. I pull a box of cheese. Mama, get your pampers in the white sock. Your boy dirty game, I'm just trying to blow your bites out. Yeah, you know I'm the shit. When I throw in the fit, niggas go to think I'm poking they bitch. Look, your bitch chose me. She want a street nigga and your boy so street. The hood fuck with me cause I keep shit real. And I talk a lot of shit, but I can meet the bill. Yeah, I got a boom to block. I'm the man where I'm from, Max Hoom is hot. Dirty game. And getting cheese is the main goal. Boom the block all day, get fresh chain clothes. I make it rain on you, baby, bring the raincoat. I know a nigga stay clean, but it's a dirty game, no. You are now rocking with the street best. Sipping old lady saying, goddamn, he's fresh. I pull a box of cheese. You get fresh and clean. I ain't a shit, bitch, please. It ain't a nigga fresher than me. I pull a box of cheese. You get fresh and clean. I ain't a shit, bitch, please. It ain't a nigga fresher than me. Yeah, I'm talking big business. Don't need Jay-Z. I'm already big pimping. So I'ma hold the block down and get low key when the feds and the cops around. Check my highlights, homie, my damn right. Get the bitch in the club, fuck her the same night. She still want the dick, even though she came twice. Told her to leave, then the next day she came right. Hoes love that good dick, especially when you hood on that hood shit. Not that bullshit, this that deal, man. You need to recognize a real, recognize a real man. Put your money where your mouth is. Put your whole stash up, you're causing all your houses. This chest not checking, so checkmate. Niggas couldn't even fuck with me on your best day. I pull a box of cheese. You get fresh and clean. I ain't a shit, bitch, please. It ain't a nigga fresher than me. I pull a box of cheese. You get fresh and clean. I ain't a shit, bitch, please. It ain't a nigga fresher than me.
No sticks and park my ride for free. My hoes gotta pay for me. You know that canvas to break quick. That'll hit your man with the left foot. Chameleon, that balance is fat. Yeah, you apparently get took. Players get chose, pay for it, no. That habit you get shook. You wanna be a chameleonaire, you gotta balance a checkbook. Go with me. I'll show you how to get up on your P. Pimpin' ain't a hobby, but then we do this every day easy. I'll show you how to get up on your P. Pimpin' ain't a hobby, but then we do this every day easy. And then you feel me. My name is B. The nigga who these chicks wanna see. They roll up, hold up, slow up, look at me. Dippin', sippin', trippin' off of E. She jerkin', perkin', workin', poppin' P. Not pills, but missile, it's pushin' me. To get up in a cryptic, pickin' three, four, five, six. Got a light-skinned chick, whip out four, five chicks. Make a B. So we can get the floatin' on them keys. I ain't drivin', she be drivin', ridin' me. Bumpin' pock eyes on me. Repeatin' number three. She's scandalous. She act just like an evangelist. I melt more wax than a candle kit. Cam, stat me, damn. Peep the manuscript. I got demand a grip. Come roll with me. I show you how to get up on your P. Pimpin' ain't a hobby, but then we do this every day easy. And do you feel me? I'll show you how to get up on your P. Pimpin' ain't a hobby, but then we do this every day easy. Then do you feel me?
New reporting line, giving you that news. You can catch Military New Hot Mixtape out on BET. One special shout out, DJ Party Time. New music by DJ Smell So Good at myspace.com/WSSG at myspace.com/DJ Smell So Good. Also catch Dutch Dirty with his new hot single out, Gone Girl. New music by DJ Smell So Good on soundclick.com/WDGE. I gotta give a special shout out to my Drake fam. Yeah, you know we running, baby. CEO, Layla Styles, Lord Drake, all my label mates, Chief the Joker, Blood God, Jubilee, KG, Young Fella, Mike Breed, New Karma, Pop Quiz, Plot Fames, aka The Hospital. Shout out to Telekinesis, Promotion Team, Odell Q, DIP, Platinum, Maverick. Special shout out to them Dark Cars and Pirates Village. I'd like to also let you know you can catch me on househustling.com at www.househustling.com with my new hot single, Mean Swag, number 5.
Big MVP, that's right, Southside, South Field for Lil. We gonna get it out with Lil. I'm Young John T, man. This is what it do. These boys are slipped up. This slab is whipped up. Show lights, new chrome pants, baby, and fresh bucks. We got a spray smoking, knocking with the trunk open. Palomine seats, black heat, and I ain't joking. We in the street, folks, scraping across the parking lot. I got a deuce in my cup, what they talking about? Screens on, the touch them and they falling out. We got a cruiser, baby, every time we crawl and drop. H-Time, whoa, they want you coming past my way. I got a pound of that kush, it's a lovely day. I'm trying to roll back, park where the f*** that old school Cadillac, blueberry fat sack. I'ma go get a music so slogan, the 713 CMG and them heavy hitters. We top down and the cups are loaded. When they hit a 16, you tell them a ghost road.
We got that drink by the pint, yeah. Clean, got the boot box, I stop with the star jeans. Tonight I hit the scene with the team. Don Key got the drink, low, got the sticky. I'm from the hot state, where we party to the next day come. We don't take breaks, living so you can get it how you wanna get it. Cause in the H, live it how we wanna live it. And tonight ain't no exceptions. Headed to the club and I got my protection. Yeah, but we all good. Got a little bit more paper, baby, but we all hood. Look, I got the drink by the pint, got the dro by the pound, so you know what's going down. So the party has just begun. Houston boys about to have them some fun. Cause you know we got that
drink by the pint,
yeah. I keep my real lows roll, hit the dough looking like I'm worth 1.4. This thing is jumping, headbangers is bumping, and you know what's going down if a ghost is haunting. Got the dope and hoping they'll get chosen, and slide with a finger for some late night stroking. Oh, baby mama, I'ma get back with you if something thinks with you, sending someone to get you, betcha. We deep in this in case they creep. Stay on top of my game, you won't catch me sleep. So my advice to y'all, just let me be. We in the club, say that just for the streets. Don't wanna rock with these heavy hitters, leave you swollen like that drink do. Coma like that dank do. You don't want that pain, do. I ain't trying to see it happen like that. Rather post up in the back where we all got that.
We
do
it.
Ghost Riders, baby. Got that boy Don Kiki in here on this one. Y'all know. SUC, switch the house, heavy hitters, you know.
We got that.
Y'all ain't ready for this one, baby. We shutting it down this year. We got that.
Holding it down, TAMP 881 Trey Stand up, man. We about to get off into this new shit, this new remix by your boy DJ Smell So Good. Y'all got that hot sauce? Y'all got that collard green? The step, we do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard green. Do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard green. Now left, right, left. Do your step now. Left, right, left. Do your step. I say left, right, left. Do your step now. Left, right, left. Do your step. Do the collard green. I do the collard green. I do the collard green. Hot sauce on the top, do the collard greens. I do the collard greens. I do the collard greens. Hot sauce on the top, say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. Hey, I say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard greens. I say the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. Now take it to the float. Oh, I said take it to the float. Oh, I said take it to the float. Oh, I said take it to the float. Hey,
and do the hot sauce, and do the hot sauce, and do the hot sauce, and do the collard greens. I said the hot sauce, I said the hot sauce, I said the hot sauce in the collard greens. Now, all y'all niggas that don't know what the fuck is going on, nigga, we up in the club and we high as hell, nigga, hitting them blunts, no bones. Say we off in the back with the gin and the yak here, yeah, nigga, got plenty cups of that, nigga. Hey, if you wanna get down, better come up in this bitch and represent T-Town. Do the hot sauce and do the collard greens. Bitch, if you don't know what the fuck I mean, you better get up on the team, put that fire in the air, got that blunt over here, and together we can share. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard greens. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard greens. Now squirrel to the float. Now squirrel to the float. Bring it back. Now squirrel to the float. I say squirrel to the float. Hey, I do the bank head bounce. 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 Now take it to the back. I said take it to the back. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender, I tip your bartender, I tip your bartender, and then hot sauce the what? I say hot sauce and what?
Wrecking the game, thank you.
Bitch on the D, shining hard, spinning cash for you niggas to see. Got a trick and buy goods, trying to get with a queen. Cause I'm flossing in my Gucci, looking all so clean. Real spinning niggas, spinning, wanna fuck with a real bitch. Own cars, own crisps, and I pay my own bills. Bigger city, bigger titties, niggas wanna get in it. Talking trash, fucking cash, nigga, go on and spin it. A bitch say I'm boss, I had to go and get gas because my nigga had crossed me. Nice ass in the wind, and I'm fucking his friend. And he breaking big bread, plus he drives to bend. He got love in his eyes, why you looking at me? Why you looking at me? Cause he's feeling me. He got love in his eyes, why you looking at me? Why you feeling me? And now he's smelling me. Now
look at me, look at me. Look at me, look at me. Look at me, look at me.
Look at me.
me motive toda la gata. Que se ponga atado una vela, dijo que me agrada. Es lo que quiero ver, toda ya moviéndola. Si no estendo a visto los morenos, ya tú sabes, boricua, mami, dominicana. Yeah, me gusta verla bailar toda la mañana. Yeah, me estaba en para la discoteca. Pa' que se ponga loco y se ponga todo coqueta. Let's get it on, yeah, look at me now. Mami, ya tú sabes, en mi weekend, yo. Yeah, con mi guía, cabrón. Fully loaded flow, porque me respalda.
Look at me, look, look at me. Look at me, look, look at me. Look at me, look, look at me. Look at, look at, look at me. Yeah, I'm living good, looking great. Look at me, represent what I say. Yeah, I'm living good, looking great. Look at me, represent what I say. Look at me, look, look at me. Look at me, look, look at me. Look at me, look, look at me.
What up, baby? Okay, hey, what it do? I hear the commentators on the side chatterboxing. Power wowing, Brooke got all the paparazzi watching. I hear them jaw japping, bumping guns, chasing crumbs. We ain't concerned with the bums, we accumulating funds. Flash the wrist, got the Johnny Dane watch froze. 5K, vivid Yellowstone in my earlobe. I'm squashing chatter when the light hits the pinky ring. Starts to clean, white cup for the lean. See me in the new Benz, cause I'm also ballin'. Oh, old school slag with the fifth wheel falling. We got them talking, but really they ain't saying too much. Just speculating with that gossip. Truth is, they don't know about us. So I guess we doing something right. Bowling in the mix with the camera light shining bright. They know we caked up, but they don't know how much we work. Pay four stack to the ceiling now because we put in work.
Picture is within my shoes. Story in the news. Yeah. Every day is something new. Everybody's watching you.
Everywhere I got pink fingernails, drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my
my face now. See me on the TV screen. Guest artist appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it.
You can say what you want about y'all. Wish I knew what you did.
Make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness. Wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite. Yes, I'm exotic. Yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous. So damn contagious. The name is Shinu. Please let me introduce you. I run with the Drake boy. Yes, I'm a Drake girl. I tell you off top. Yeah, yeah, I've been hot. I reported for the first time in 99. I had a few problems. Now I'm back to get mine. Just give me the hot track and I bet I'll rip that. And when I get done with that, I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal coke. Coming in, cross speed from the Vietnamese. And I'm puffing on that fire looking Chinese.
You can say what you want about child. Wish I knew what you did.
Girl, flip off the wire. No, I don't walk around with low self-esteem. Because deep in my heart, I feel like a black queen. The signs, I got major goals and dreams. On top of that, I wanna do amazing things. I don't mess with no lanes. My dude gotta be the boss. He can be raised in the South. I come from up north. Yeah, I love me a beef. Hit the game for the street. You ever walk past a group of dudes and had them all scream damn. Look at her body. She must be some kind of stripper man. No, I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the fame that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it.
You can say what you want about child. Wish I knew what you did.
I ain't fucking with you, girl.
Hey, why you wanna go and do that? Do that.
I can't do it.
Why you wanna go and do that, love, huh?
Now I'm straight.
Yeah, you're trusting that your ass on crack. Hey, why you wanna go and do that,
look at
love, huh? Hey, why you wanna go and do that?
Now I'm good.
Hey, why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? It's bad enough to put his hands in your face. Now you're smelling all the damn box of pants in your place. Before you met him, you was working for his cash. You was straight. Had a mean walk, can't believe it, damn, you a basic, sir. Get high just to get by. Used to get fly. Now you're falling off because of this guy. Miss, I need a hit or whatever. He got the keys to your whip. Now you're missing your trail. It was the liquor that let you get with him from the jump. He split your lip, you forget it. Say it was just a punch.
What?
You let him run him up. Tell the truth, you should have been irate. 3 a.m. ride through a hood on inline skate. Rehab roll call, shorty MIA. Damn shame, back in school, you could have been my date. Such a nigga know he wrong type of men I hate. And I ain't singing shit, gone while you're in my face. Put his hands on your lady, sit your ass on
I'm
back.
I'm
hey, why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Huh? Hey, why you wanna go and do that? I do that, hey. Why you wanna go and
do
that?
It ain't the same
love,
no more, chill
out. Say, love, you ain't your trust, and now your ass on crack.
Look at
hey, why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Huh? Why you wanna go and do that? Do that. Hey,
I don't have
why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Can't believe you on crack, was a bad little chick. All the niggas used to holler cause your ass looked thick. Now your ass looked thick before your ass took a hit. You was fine, let a lame nigga enter your mind.
Damn.
High school locking down all the talent shows. Couldn't make cash, now you singing for a bag of stones.
Keep on whatever laying at your home. From your TV to stereo, your television and your phone. Leave that man alone, it's all bad, honey. Return your car with no radio, where's the gas money? It won't be nothing else left in the week. You'll be in jail, you'll be talking to yourself in the street. Put his hands on your lady, see you ran on
back.
Why you wanna go and do that?
What you talking to over there?
Why you wanna go and do that?
What nobody else?
Why you wanna go and do that, love, huh?
What you doing?
Yeah, you pressing now your ass on crack. And why you wanna go and do that?
Well, last time you been home.
Hey, why you wanna go and do that? Or do that? Hey, why you wanna go and
I
do that?
I tell you, about 3 in the morning, you just walking and you talking to yourself. Like you had headphones on, wasn't no music or nothing. You tripping. It was that nigga. Where he at? He locked up. See that? Now you done went down the tubes. That's fucked up, girl. You was fine. Ooh, watch out. No. Stop. You can't touch that. Get out. Move. I'm finna go, man. I gotta holler at my female, man. You tripping.
Luda and Jada. LTMO, you ignorant as fuck for this beat. Let's go.
Hey.
I'll be like, bitch, get your mind right. Get the time right. It's 9-11, I'm a Virgo, get my sign right. Born on the worst day, on a cursed day. This tower crumbled on my motherfucking birthday. Imagine how I felt, imagine how I knelt. Down on my knees and prayed to God for knowledge of self. How could you let it happen? Why are my niggas trapping? Could die any minute, so every day I get it cracking. Double shots to the head, put the boppers to bed. Partners stay on the hustle, keep the rock from the feds. Or get put in a cellar and stay under the weather. While I'm on my Suzuki, all up under the leather. Neck flooded with jewels, set flooded with tools. Def Jam is the fam, so I'm fucking with tools. Crocodile on the toe, crack a smile to the foe. Keep a fifth in the cradle, rock a body, you hoes.
Yeah.
More money, more power, more fame.
More fame.
More diamonds, more pendants on the chain.
On the chain.
More fans, more sales, more cries. More smiling in my face, yet hating on the side.
On the side.
More judgment, more critics talking shit.
Talking shit.
More sweating, more women on my dear.
On my dear.
More fans, more sales, more cries. More smiling in my face, yet hating on the side.
My man gave a quarterback, about to get the water back. Rap, movie, and drug money, taking all of that. Give a fuck how bad your goons is. Time heals all wounds, depending on how bad your wounds is. And I'm way past talk, lay you on the asphalt. I don't need a ghetto pass, got a ghetto passport. You'll never want us to merge. It's when them hot pellets enter your nerves, you on the injury reserve. And even in my old age, with no rage, right now, open up the billboard. I'm nicer than the whole page. Nothing better than Kiss ahead of the list. I'm getting tired waiting for some new competitiveness. Due to the powers that be, I'm just an apple out of the bucket that gotta move powder and deep. And it ain't like it's a problem to me, cause you know what it is, nigga. D-Block and DTP. Yeah.
Yeah. More money, more power, more fame.
More fame.
More diamonds, more pendants on the chain.
On the chain.
More fans, more sales, more cries. More smiling in my face, yet hating on the side.
On the side.
More judgment, more critics talking shit.
Talking shit.
More sweating, more women on my dear.
On my dear.
More fans, more sales, more cries. More smiling in my face, yet hating
man,
on
tell
the side.
Put me right up where the best be. Up in your best three. You ain't gotta like me, but you're damn so respect me, cause I got too many hits, I own too many whips, I'm titanic with battles, I've sunk too many ships, must we forget here, I'll make it crisp clear, who held the ATL down for more than 6 years, and still going nigga, still flowing nigga, I drink milk every album, still growing nigga, bootleggers run around, I pass the guns around, I'm public enemy one, I came to shut them down, I came to hunt them down, tell them don't come around, or like Badu, I make them worldwide underground. Lead them straight to their grave. The gat is two-tone. So pepperoni won't be coming on your tombstone. Just bought a new house. Music's my new spouse. Just getting started. Call me leader of the new south.
Yeah. More money, more power, more fame.
More fame.
More diamonds, more pendants on the chain.
On the chain.
More fans, more sales, more cries, more smiling.
laughing in my face, yet hating on the side.
On the side.
More judgment, more critics talking shit.
Talking shit.
More sweating, more women on my dear.
On my dear.
More fans, more sales, more cries, more smiling in my face, yet hating on the side.
Play it in your house, play it in your car, play it anywhere, we a superstar, play it in your house, house, play it in your car, play it anywhere, we a superstar,
get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it.
Don't forget, we is live right here. This is WDGR Wrecking the Game Radio, 347-237-5125. You want to call in and be heard live to the world. I mean to the world. You already know, because it's FLA style, baby, T-A-M-P-A, F-L-A, 8-1, Trey. Trey Foe is off in the building. This is how we do it. How y'all feeling, man? This is a guest who's coming to my shizzo Saturday, you know what I'm saying? If y'all read the description, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's already been confirmed. We got it coming up, you know what I'm saying, soon. Miss Veronica Monet. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Adult star. I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It goes down real big. She's a famous entertainer. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have her off of the building coming up next week, you know what I'm saying, Thursday. We're going to be featuring a lot more people, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going, taking off. Make sure y'all check out teenlifeunlimited.ning.com. You know what I'm saying? My dog, I be wise, holding that down real big for the youthuses. You know, for all the youth out there. You know, yeah, I don't know what y'all saying. I say youth, but that's how it goes. Shouts out to Miss Poetic D-Girl. I see y'all up in there. Okay, that's what's happening. Oh, yeah, check. Christina Divine. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Christina Divine, yes, she is. Good law. Shouts out to Street Marks Magazine. MySpace, they got a lot of shit going on. They got an ass so big, make Trina look small, like she just started out wearing boy shorts and shit. Good Lord. Nor does Michelle, but they know what I want. All right, anyway, that's what time it is. Yeah, so we got Miss Red Shades. Congratulations, Miss Red Shades. Just, recently graduated, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, welcome to the world, girl. Welcome to the world. And she started some new endeavors in the world, you know what I'm saying? Got time to move around, network now, you know what I'm saying? Pursue them dreams, girl. Pursue them dreams. Don't stay stagnant. Don't sit around motherfucking Boston waiting for it to come to you, girl. You got to go to it. You got to get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know your style, girl. That's why I'm playing you, huh? Yeah. That's it. Christina on the cover. I went to high school with her. She is not cute. She just has a fat butt. I cannot believe she is doing stuff like this. Fuck you, hater. She looking good as a motherfucker. That's the only reason I'm buying the magazine. God damn it, where my issue at? Where my copy at? Shit. Fuck that. You probably look fucked up since high school. That's why you hate. All right. Shout out to Street Smart Magazine, man. We got a live caller. Live caller.
Hi.
We have a live caller calling in. Oh my God.
Can you hear me?
Is that my co-host? I think that is. Hello, this is Miss Natasha making me lie to myself because I just typed in the chat room that, yeah, she's not going to be here today. And look who's calling in. Alrighty.
Yeah, this might look like a liar. No, I'm just sitting here with my mom in the emergency room.
How's she doing?
Yeah. She's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it can be, yeah.
Tell her all America is praying for a girl.
I definitely will. Thanks.
All America praying for you.
I think she's going to be okay, so that's all good.
Well, I mean, what, she has an allergic reaction or something?
I don't know. I don't know yet. Don't know. I'll tell you when I know. Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we got Miss Poetic Dean, Red Shades. You know, we're playing some funky tunes from Miss Red Shades right now. And we got Street Smart magazine. Yeah, checking out the MySpace for Street Smarts. And a couple of haters leaving comments on the, you know, we're checking out a couple of haters. But it's all good.
Well, you know.
And then I'm just sharing the story, you know what I'm saying, you know, about you and everything, you know. So everybody's going to say, yeah, everybody's going to shout out to me. And love to your mom. Love to your
thank
mom.
Thank you.
How you holding up?
I'm okay. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Just bored. Sitting here bored. My mom's making jokes. She's like, because I was sitting here, my mom's just watching me, and I'm bored as, so I got my makeup out, started doing my makeup because I was bored. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? She goes, it's past midnight, you're wearing your makeup. I'm like, Ma, I'm bored. What am I supposed to do?
We got somebody trying to simulcast, lady. Let's see if they call in and send shouts out to your mom. Let's see what's up.
Okay.
347 in the building. What's up?
Hey, Smelly.
Oh, I thought you were calling from another show, girl.
Listen at you.
What happened? How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm telling you, is Miss Loretta D?
No, it is not.
Damn. It's a good thing I don't date y'all women, boy. I'll be fucked up, wasn't it?
It's just last night. Ain't no damn Miss Poetic D.
Call me another bitch name. What kind of shit is that? Y'all can't get mad at me. I don't know not name none of y'all now. Mad at that.
Hey, smell so damn good.
Oh, okay. You got to say it like that.
Look, you know who the hell that is. Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
What's up, baby? Hey, now you hear what I'm saying about Tasha's mom, right?
Yeah, we just read it just now, you know, so we send love out. We send love out to her right now. We send, you know, love out to her in a big way.
Now, you on your show, sweet?
No, we just, we do the three-way thing, you know, so we on together.
Oh,
I thought that was
a blog talk number. 347, I'm saying. That's blog talk.
That's that New York number. That's
right. The service is based out of New York. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all it to me, y'all. I'm like, they got a special show going on.
Take off the blanket and get up.
What?
What's wrong?
Take off the blanket and get naked.
What, Miss Tasha? Is Tasha there?
Yeah. You telling somebody to take off the blanket?
I'm sorry. I'm talking to my mom.
You're in the
emergency
now, Phil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here.
What's going on with her?
Oh, we don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know? What, stomach pains? What, huh?
No, like the left side of her face and behind her ear and on her neck and everything just swelled up to a massive massive, massive lump within like seconds. It just blew up for some reason. And,
really? Something she ate?
Left. I don't think so, no. No. That's, she doesn't think so anyway. And then the left side of her face near her eye, but like she can't see properly, she can't hear properly. And
It's on her left side?
Airways. Yeah, yeah. So.
And they haven't seen her yet?
Well, they've seen her, and they've, like, my mum told them what was wrong with her, and they've just, oh, yeah, okay, we'll just see what we can do. You know, they've just gone away to, like, talk to other doctors to see what they think it is, and no one's gone back to us yet, so I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, we just send that love out right now to your mom. We just send it out and let
love have
its perfect way and healing take place quickly, quickly on that side of her body right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Appreciate
it, mama.
Appreciate that. Who all online with you, Miss Sweet D?
Oh, we got just online and me.
Last night.
And we just,
You're doing better. You're doing better now.
Yeah, sounds good.
There you go.
Good.
You got me tuned in to that one. Got me tuned in to that one.
You know, we didn't close our eyes till 7:30 this morning.
We stayed on Teddy's show till 7:30 this morning.
Y'all was balling. Yeah, he threw them all 3 hours.
Yeah. We had, the show was so fun. We didn't want to hang up.
It was so much fun. It really was. We had a good time.
So
we had a good time.
Okay, we got Miss IB in the building, lady. Who else? We got Just Last Night, Sweetie Love. Who else we got?
That's it, on the phone with us. And Jay hung up.
Yeah, and Jay hung up.
She's in a minute, but
tonight. Yeah.
Know that. Well, shout out to Miss Ann.
She'll be with us tonight. We'll be on tonight at 8. Early.
Oh, okay.
Early.
Well,
early?
No,
early.
What?
Yeah. You know, we like to go outside and party, too. So, you know, we
thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? That is a very good compromise. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Mm-hmm. Y'all had to do earlier. If y'all listen back to the archives, it was like about a 30, 40 minute Mega Mix playing. Because I had to go out and watch the car for my mama because she was going to a funeral today.
Oh, okay.
One of her friends. Yeah, check this out now. One of her closest friends they went to school with passed away, right?
Uh huh.
His wife was in the hospital. How about she passed away, not even an hour after he passed away. The same exact day.
What?
They've been married for 25 years.
Wow.
And they died.
You know, they must have made a pact together that they were leaving together.
But listen, the family said they didn't tell her. They didn't even tell her. Because of the condition that she was in the house. And just on her own.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know,
that's
25 year connection. You know what I'm saying?
He felt it. It was like, we going together. I ain't staying here without you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I told him, because he had a, what's up, man?
Mm-hmm. Who passed first?
The husband passed first.
Wow.
So I think the wife has been in the hospital for like a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She had family from her little issues and stuff. So she was in the hospital. So my thing is, I told my mom is when you've been with somebody like that so long, you know he was going to the hospital at least once a week or at least every other day.
Yeah.
And then that pattern instantly got knocked out. Something triggered her to know that, you know what I'm saying, something wasn't right. He'd normally be here by this time. He normally would have called.
Something
me? Something was there to let her know that.
True.
And then
true.
That, then,
true
yeah,
that.
So,
Mm-hmm. After that, to mm-hmm. death, he was fucked. Any woman married me.
For real.
Any woman married me, and look, all the way your ass gonna get a divorce right then. That damn boy gonna have to motherfucking die. Fucking right.
It's
you gonna
be death to us part, and we ain't even part of death. We gonna live in, you know, we
that's
going
it.
To spirit together. Whoa, that's awesome.
Marriage
that's
is,
awesome.
Is an eternal, is an eternal,
that's
is an eternal thing, man.
Wow.
It's for life. It's for life and for death, you know?
That's right. That's right.
So that's your soul partner. You better find
that's
your soul
right.
partner, not just,
that's right.
just the person that you love. Find
that's
your
right.
soul partner.
True.
Love everybody,
true.
You know what I'm saying? But is that
true.
One person out there that you know, I don't give a
mm-hmm.
shit what the
mm-hmm.
fuck we finna go through?
That's
big
right.
Big, thin, big, small, skinny, tall. We finna get
hello.
It all.
There you go. That's right.
You know,
that's, that
you know.
Is so right. You know, I mean, you could
can't
be loving
find
some,
that, though. Can't find
that's
that.
Right.
You can find love. People find love. That's what they go out looking
absolutely.
For. They find love. That's
mm-hmm.
cool. You
mm-hmm.
can't find your soulmate. You can't say, hey, soulmate, where you at?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm interrupting. I'm interrupting. I'm sorry.
What's up?
I just got told off for being on my phone. So I got to go.
Oh, you can't be on the phone in the hospital? Oh, yeah, that's right, because I'm a pacemaker.
Yeah,
it's true.
You can if you're in the waiting room, but if you're in the back, they don't
do if you're in the emergency room, yeah, you got pacemakers and stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right, so, you know, we keeping, you know, she's already there in prayer, you know.
Yeah,
and
give your mama a hug for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
give her, you know, the all love hug from us, and that's for real. That's for real.
Thank
you. Know.
You.
Yeah, and you know what I want you to tell her, too? You know what I want you to tell her? I want you to tell her to say, I surrender the condition.
Okay, I will try and tell her to repeat that. She's Macedonian.
Yes.
I probably doubt that.
But
I'll say it for
her. Say that because if she says that, then the healing will truly take place for her. She has to surrender that condition.
Okay.
Okay,
all
so,
right,
you know, say,
thank
say
you
mommy, I love, okay, I surrender the condition, okay?
Okay, I will definitely do that.
Okay.
Thank you, mama.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, love y'all, bye.
Love you too,
Natasha.
Love you too.
That's right, to my coach. Represent, man, that's how we do it, man.
Yes. Absolutely.
Represented for 19 hours for her birthday. 19 hours strong.
Hey, for sure, boy.
19
you know.
Hours strong. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. And all Geminis was included. All Geminis, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're throwing
mm-hmm.
down 19 hours for y'all, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big up.
Look, and he even sang to my daughter for her birthday.
Yeah, you know, that was a special moment. You know what I'm saying? She remember that forever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I caught that in the archives. That's right. Oh, that was that show. That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That
she was doing the bleep bleep, and then the bleep bleep, and the bleep, and the bleep, and the bleep, and the bleep.
Yeah, you know. All my bleep me on, you know what I'm saying? Because I want everybody to hear what the going on, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? Hey, I got IB on the line. IB, you there?
Hello.
Oh, okay. You speak up. I didn't know if you want to say something, Ms. Tasha.
No, I was just holding Tasha's mom up in prayer.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that. Cause I sent one of them out to the chat room, man. One of them big universal prayers, man. You know what I'm saying? I said that at the beginning of the show because you got to take time out
that's
to do that, man.
That's
absolutely.
A hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
You know. All right. But when you give it, you know. When you give it to, you know, when you give it to the Most High, you know, then you don't have to deal with it. Then, you know, He takes over, you know, and He knows He can handle it. He can handle it,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know.
Yeah, I also want to apologize to Dee and Justin because I bailed last night. But,
you apologize for what?
What you do? Yeah, what you do?
Yeah, what you do?
Huh?
He did something?
Oh, he said he bailed on y'all last night.
Oh, he bailed on us.
It's okay.
He said he had to go. Yeah.
No, it's not okay.
It's
no, it's
okay.
Not okay because that's a commitment that I made to myself to always be a part of this family.
Yeah, but, you know, we can always be a part of family. We, you know, it's not always that we're going to be able to be, you know, in a place, you know, so it's all right. You know, we saw you there. We felt your presence, and, you know, it's all beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll let you know, hey, if I be there, I'm going to be there for as long as I can. Sometimes you got things to do. Thanks.
You know, because sometimes, you know, we have, I mean, it's, you know, this is not our entire, this is not our life. You know, it's a part of our life. And it's just like, you know, you got to get up and you got to go here. Like right now, I think I need to go to sleep for a minute. I really do. You know, but when I saw the thing, I was like, wow, we gotta chime in to, you know, smell so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I just been going through some things the past couple of days, and I have not figured out how to handle them yet. And like I was telling Smelly yesterday, if it was just me, it wouldn't make a difference. But this involves me, my wife, and my children.
Right.
And fear will cause a man to do strange things. You know what I'm saying? But Pace his knowledge, wisdom, and understanding will keep me on the right track, keep me from doing things I ain't got no business doing.
All right.
All right.
Don't do nothing you ain't got no business doing.
Yeah. Hey, let me get a quick program note from Street Smarts Magazine. He says Sound Off Radio airs tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's blogtalkradio.com/soundoffradio. Tonight's guest is the super sexy Miss Christina Devine. And MTV's own Butterman. Oh, MTV's own Butterman. Come sound off with my man Spokes Yadi. Okay, there we go.
What's Spokes Yadi? I was on the phone with my daughter. She asked me if I was.
You know, hey, you know, we got
Sound Off Radio got a show from 8 to 10.
Yeah, we gotta get together and work on that, man, because this is too much bumping. You know what I'm saying? This is too much bumping heads and shit.
Mm-hmm. What, the show? You talking about the show?
Yeah,
guys?
I mean,
it's yeah,
sound
that's
show.
I was like, damn, man.
Sound
anyway,
show
I mean,
is at 8. D show is at 8.
Oh.
You know that,
well,
I mean,
let me go and see who his constituents are, because sometimes we don't have the same people either. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
Everybody from different areas.
We don't have all the same friends. Let me see who goes to his show. Let me go over there and check a little.
Give a shout out to Miss Lena G, just popped off in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to your girl. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, see, that's why when I do try to set up my shows, scan ahead and search ahead to make sure that I'm not bumping heads with nobody.
But it's not always going to be like that either, because it's so, you know, when I look at like all the shows that I'm looking at right now, I see some, because I can't remember what night it is. One night, like, everybody's on. Mother Knows, this one, that one,
yeah,
this one, that
hard.
One.
Well,
you know, and you can't really, you know, I mean, you can't always do that. This is not a regular show time, you know.
Yeah.
This is not our regular show time.
But
it
has variety, man. I mean, actually, that, you know.
And you can, you know, you can go back and forth anyway.
Fair,
you know,
right.
You don't have to. Absolutely, you don't have to stay at one place for the whole time. You can go here. That's how I used to do it when I was on chat. You know, when I was able to chat, I would spend a little time here, a little time there, a little time here, spreading the love, because you have a lot of friends. So you can't, you know, you can't. It's not always about. I mean, if you have a set time, you know, at all times, then that's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes you're gonna have where you have specials.
See, that's the only way. That's the only way we can link our shows is because we so early in the day. Ain't nobody doing nothing at no 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So we can do 12 to 2, 2 to 4,
absolutely,
4 to 6, and then get 6 to 8 because y'all don't start till 8 o'clock.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everything before then is like peak hours that nobody don't want. And them the hours I love to jump on. Yeah, I take every all 10 of them.
I know
them.
You do. You marry a man, you.
Yeah. All right. Pussing in. So, I mean, that might be one thing, man. It just, like, move yours to, like, 6 to 8. You feel me?
Right.
And then that'll start, because nobody don't do nothing at no 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be right at the start of the peak hour, from 6 to 8, and then everybody's show is normally starting at 8 o'clock. So I'm, mm-hmm. so I'm here. And
yeah, well, we have
so after 8, that's you shot for any time after 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. You know, this one we actually did around Ann J, you know, and her timing, and you know, in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, and that's the other thing, the time zones, trying to work
mm-hmm.
around another person's time to,
mm-hmm.
so they can
mm-hmm.
be accommodated. If I did
mm-hmm.
that, I mean, I don't do that. If y'all can't be on here at 12th Avenue, run the archive back.
I know, that's right.
That's all I can tell you. Run the archive back. And that's for guests
that
I bring on.
That's for you.
I
did that yesterday when I listened to the archive of, you know, the show with where you were singing to Leilani. I was cracking up. I mean, I was getting myself ready, you know. And he's going to have a good one, too. It's going to be a model at MTV Host who showed on how to be hood fab. The brown skin beauty.
Oh, that's who that is?
Mm-hmm. She did.
Man, she got a fat ass. Good lord.
I'm
sorry. You go on MySpace, on his MySpace, she on the front cover. And that's all you see. You see like half her face, but her ass is all there. Yeah. Good lord, girl. You dang. I guess you got good ass there.
He's here.
Loud boy.
I had to bring another international caller here real quick, y'all, for you.
Okay.
We got Miss Lena J.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Miss.
What's
Lena.
Going on?
But we still got our city representative, y'all. We still
What's
got
that?
Our city representative. It's real. Our city Perth is being represented still.
I am representing Perth. Yes, Ms. Lena G and Tasha, who I'm waiting on to see what's going on with her poor mum.
Yeah.
The latest is that she's actually just in the waiting room waiting with her. So there's no, they haven't told her what's going on with her yet, but, yeah.
Right.
So I'm praying hopefully she'll be okay.
Right. I see.
What are you guys up to?
I'll look up. Smell so good. Where you at? Smell so good.
Oh, I'm here.
Don't everybody talk at once.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't like to do that. Everybody started talking. It sounded like clusterfuck. So she, y'all was having y'all dialogue. So then, I was letting that around.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say,
we good.
How you
we
doing,
good.
Lena?
Hi, Ivy. How are you? Mr.
Barry
White, voice, sexy voice.
When we do this thing like this, I'm... Well, you compete a little bit, and, you know.
Hey, you're wrong.
You talking English or what? Because I
don't know. I'm like, what the hell? Am I
getting too deep?
Look, what was Ivy saying?
Every time I got to go IB, y'all ain't going to understand me because I got to drop like 4 octaves. So real deep, so that's into my slur zone then, you know what I'm saying? So,
hey, I give lessons every Thursday night.
Well, you know what, we good with sound up now because radio, because he does not have the same listeners that we do. You know, and that's another thing that I pay
attention
to.
He's not sound off now, though, is he? He's just sound off radio, right?
No, he's sound off radio, right? Right, sound off radio.
Well,
wait a minute, now, because there's two different entities. There's sound off
now,
and then there's sound off radio.
Actually, it's three of them. It's three of them. They all was on one time before,
right.
But all the three of their name is sound off, but
right.
Sound off now, then it's sound off. Than it sound off that comedian dude.
Right.
Okay, well, this
right.
ain't sound
yeah.
off. This ain't sound
this off
now.
Radio.
This, sound
this
off
is radio.
Radio.
This is radio.
This
is
right. sound off radio.
Yeah. And he doesn't have the
so,
same listeners.
That's AKA
that's
Magnum.
Yeah.
That's Magnum,
ooh,
right?
Magnum is bad.
Magnum ain't no joke.
Magnum is off the damn hinges. Woof. He up on his 101, you know. We're going to have to come
hey,
in.
Hey, well, Ben Shay's got a show from 6 to 8 tonight.
Who?
Ben Shay.
Damn, see,
mm-hmm.
she learned it. She jumped in there early.
Mm-hmm.
Am I even reaching anyone?
I'm listening.
Thank you. As I was saying,
but what was you saying?
I was saying, Red Shades has a show from 6 to 8 Eastern Time. I don't know what time that is. Yeah.
It's same time, 6 to 8.
I guess Sound Off or Sound Off Now. Sound Off Now.
Radio.
One of them offs, Sound Something. Is no. See, you got me all confused. Do you stop that?
Sounds of radio.
Red Shades from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
How long is your show, D?
There you go.
Where we going?
What?
Oh, how long is we doing? We didn't even say how long we doing the show for. Are we doing 2 hours or we doing an hour?
Or whatever you want, because, you know, I'm going out, so.
Yeah, I know you're going out, so that's why I was like, oh, we didn't even say how long the show was going to be.
Do it for 5 minutes.
Split it up, hour on the hour. Shoot, you do an hour, you do an hour. Bam, 2 hours on still.
Mm-hmm.
He say, bam, he killed me with that. Look, Jack, on that laugh, sweet. we was talking about your laugh earlier, DJ Smell, so damn good.
We love that laugh. We love that
What's
laugh.
What's that? What laugh? I ain't got no laugh.
Yes, you used to laugh like
people say I used to laugh like Eddie Murphy. So I had to try to get off of that. I had to get off of that, man. I ain't no Eddie. I ain't no transsexual or whatever the fuck he want to be. You just don't accidentally pick up no motherfucking drag. I don't give a damn what you talking about, nigga. The hell ever. Tell that to the goddamn Fox Network, nigga. Don't tell that to me.
I think that Sound Off Radio is for 2 hours, which is good. So then we'll just do it for an hour. So then, you know, y'all could, you know, jump over there. Here, Jess.
Miss Lena, go.
I'm Jess? Here. I'm listening.
Oh, all right.
Jess, are you there?
I was trying to talk, but everyone's talking, so I'm trying to listen to what he's actually talking about.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I'm trying to share in the love. Everybody got to share in the love.
Sharing
the love.
Yeah, he's amazing.
No.
Yeah, have you had a good day? Has everyone had a good day?
Oh, it hasn't really started yet for me.
Really?
Yeah, because I closed my eyes at like 7:45 this morning, and I got up at like 10:30.
Ain't it that time now? Ain't it 10:30 now? No,
it's let me look at the time. It's 1:36.
Oh, you on the same time as me? I thought y'all was behind.
Yeah. No. I'm in Nueva York. You know?
Nueva York.
Uh-huh.
Sí, mon ami. I know where you are.
The grande.
I can be there in a minute. Let me get my moped. I am on the way. You know, I'm trying to save on gas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'll be on the moped.
I got a call. Got kicked out, so I gotta call her back. I'm hanging up to call her back.
Me on Thursday. Hey, has anybody heard from Experience the Poet?
Who was that?
You don't know X?
If I said who was that, apparently not.
Don't get testy with me.
Look at him.
Damn it.
Like I'm supposed to know everybody. I don't know everybody on Blog Talk. It's 400 million people on Blog Talk.
Yeah, but everybody knows you.
Everybody don't know me. They just heard of me for some reason.
You'd be well, that's the same thing, heard of you, know you.
Well, it's still 400 million people that don't know nothing about me. I'm working.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That's cool. I know you. That's all that matters to me.
The more people that know me, the more people listen to my music, and that's the most important thing that's to me, is to get these indie artists heard to people that's going to actually do something, though, not just listen, you know. Want to pick up the music, want to buy it, you know what I'm saying? Want to actually be part of one of these people that you heard, like Tasha is with Juton. That's what I'm looking for, shit. Faithful number one fan wannabes. That's what I need right about now. Some number one fan wannabes. Definitely for job news. I already got that in Santa J and fucking Goofy Bone every time. They got that, ooh, job news. Oh, ooh, yeah. So, you know.
Hey, what happened to Goofy's show yesterday, man? I mean, everybody was trying to get it, and it just wasn't coming.
It wouldn't show up. Oh, I told you I wasn't even online yesterday because I was out and about rolling.
Goofy show wouldn't come through. Sound Off Now show wouldn't come through.
What?
Yeah.
Man, let me download all my episodes because some bullshit.
And I got reminders for both of them, and when I clicked on it, you know what I'm saying? It kept saying waiting for the host to show or waiting for the host to call in, and there was no chat rooms. It wasn't in the live chat box. And it wasn't in the, when you click on air,
yeah.
It wasn't there either.
Uh-oh.
But I got reminders for it.
I think that's because we're running our mouth too much. You know what we got to do now?
Listen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's sing it. I'll let Red Shades tell you what we got to do, y'all. Keep it on the hunt. Red Shades.
I want a man, not a man, that knows how to treat you. Won't forget my name and his job ain't illegal. A gentleman to me in the streets, he is lethal. Recognize a real lady and he will keep you. He can rock hats, I ain't feeling attacked. Got a roof over his head, decent clothes on his back. Staying out late nights, I ain't down with that. I like to sit back, kick my feet and relax. If you mess around on me, then it's over and done. I'm sorry, but I will not play second to one. So try again and get yourself another chick.
What?
You couldn't play me, what you see is what you get. Next time if I were you, I would stick to the script. I wouldn't try to be getting all flipped. And now you're standing there all alone looking stuck. Don't worry, keep this on the hush. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool,
not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you.
And let me tell you one thing in this verse. If you think dudes are bad, females are much worse. I'm grown, I ain't playing no games. Yeah, you know who you are, I ain't saying no name. What comes along is the gift and the curse. You may think they your friends, next day they disperse. But never fight over a dude that'll make him more safe with his cocky attitude. Bet you think this song's about you. Never thought you would do what you did, who knew? Bump you when your sidekick too. Try to come and check me, I bet you won't do. No class, they feel and never pass. Feel offended, asking questions, I'm here, so just ask. Violate me, go and disrespect me. Come to my face, well they better come correct. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free. I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool,
not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. Some girls say they're gonna try and test me, but they never do that, at most indirectly. Supposed to be my enemy, but acting friendly, getting shook, or evidently try to say they never met me. Yes, that's the rules of the game. It is you who are lame, and to me, that's a shame. And I don't know who was to blame, but I wish you the best. One love, do your thing. Yeah. You know our chicks try to act. Smile on your face, go behind your back, do some dumb stuff. But it's all good, cause I'm living. You living? Nah, I'm just kidding. Ha ha.
Dum dum. Red Shades. Alright, y'all, we finna do something exclusive real quick. Y'all got to hold on. I'll type this in. We are finna call Miss Christina Devine. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
For the temporary code on the screen now.
Sorry, the code you entered does not match our records. Please check your code and try again.
Motherfucker, say 9062.
Sorry, the code you entered does not match our records. Please check your code and try again. Sorry, we could not recognize
Fuck
your entry.
Fuck you, Snapvine.
Please try again later. Goodbye.
Punk-ass motherfucker. Oh, sorry.
What are you trying to call, Smelly?
A little motherfucking, little punk-ass voicemail shit that she got on, you know, a little Snapvine piece of shit, Snapvine shit, where they say, leave me a voicemail message.
Who is it?
That's one of Street Smart magazine's models, Christina Divine.
Oh, okay. Was she looking, a hot mama, is she?
Looking so divine. Good Lord. Lord is my shepherd. And you know what I want.
Yeah, but so are you, Lena.
Well. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, if you taking some pictures like this here, yeah, I'll probably be saying the same thing.
I don't know that Smelly knows what I look like. Do you know what I look like, Smelly?
Not these type of pictures. Good Lord.
Well, I do, and that's
all
that matters.
Seven, I know you want. Yeah, you got a pretty face though, girl. You got a pretty face, but your assets.
I'm sorry, but she's.
I ain't seen, you know, but I'm looking at some assets, and like whoa, yeah. All right, then I gotta keep going.
Smelly, you sound like a damn landlord checking out real estate.
Hey, I am. I'm looking at all the property, all her property.
That's hilarious.
Her landscape is beautiful. She has a beautiful landscape. Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. I'm checking out her back door of her house. Yes, I'm checking out her back door.
I've got a good back door.
What? That what I'm talking about? What back door pictures that said? What a back door? That's what I'm talking about. Nothing wrong with the back door, girl. Nothing wrong with the back door. Did you ask? Have you answered my question before? Did I ever ask you the universal question?
Yes, you have, and I've answered.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
I'm not gonna answer it again, Smelly.
I just wanna make sure. Hey, you know, I gotta put everybody know they ain't ever answered before. You know, hey, I got a famous entertainer. That's what I call him. You know, that I've scheduled for a Thursday show coming up. Y'all going to start seeing the premiere. Veronica Monet.
I don't know her.
She's in the business. Yes, she's in the business. But she's been she's been on a couple of talk shows and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? She's been on Hard Copy and all that. After she got out the porn industry. You know, it's going down. So she's coming live on the show. So we can ask her that question, too. First question, girl. S-O-S.
Oh, are you? You can't do that.
What the you talking about?
Are you really? Oh, my God.
Shit. She's going to get hung up on if
you
don't fucking answer.
You really, really move to the beat of your own drum, don't you?
Man, listen here. You was coming to Smell So Good's Dragon the Game radio show. I am not FM. I'm not AM. I'm not here to please you. You here to please me and my listeners. You gonna damn answer the question that I want you to answer. If you ain't, you getting hung up on. Simple as that. Interview over. You get mad, click, or she just get put on mute, and she has to listen to the rest of the show as we hold it without her. And I'm talking about her without her being here. I don't play that, man. Nobody knows. I'm the superstar here. You just coming here to get featured. Shit.
Oh, you're the superstar, are you?
Damn, hell yeah. When they come here, they are just a star. I'm the superstar. but I like people to be real, though, man. I don't like people to come out here and want to sugarcoat shit. I don't do all that sugarcoating and ask you safe questions. It ain't no safe questions. Shit. You was in the damn porn industry, so I can't talk about sucking and fucking. What the hell we calling for? Reading library books? Hell to the no. Shit. We better talk about some adult industry shit. That's the first question I got to answer. S.O.S.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that? Suck a scholar. And if she answer wrong, then I'm going to have to put her ass on mute. And she got to hold on. Shit. And I'll come back to you because you done pissed me off already before the interview started. Shit. What the hell going on? Yeah.
Hey, guys, what time is it over there?
Well, what time is it there?
Me and Smelly had different times.
Now, where are you at, IB? What time is it there?
Where I am right now is 10 minutes to 11 in the morning.
Okay,
damn,
so
10 minutes till 11?
Yeah.
So damn. What, you're 14 hours behind?
Yeah, we straight up. Me and you straight up.
What about you, Smelly?
We straight up. Me, you, and Sweet D Love, we all straight up. When it's one, whatever time it is, it's time, same here. Yeah.
All right. So 14 to 11.
Where are you? Dina, where are you?
I'm in Australia.
So 12 hours.
Well, Smelly, how you figure y'all on the same time zone?
Because we're on 12 hours.
Where it's 10 to 2
yeah.
in the morning here. So if it's 10 to 2 in the morning here, it's 10 to 2
in
Smelly's
afternoon.
Time in the afternoon.
Yeah, we 12 hours total flip-flop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Except IB, I think with you guys it's 14 because you said 10 to 11, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm saying. So the shit be all fucked up like Goofy. And what, you know, when I'm doing my show at 12, it's 9 in the morning in California.
Yeah. So it's going to be
that
like
means it is, yeah, what? Yeah, 12 a.m. y'all time. You know what I'm saying? Australian time.
No, it's going to be 8 in the morning, I think.
Well, me and Goofy are on the same time.
Well, yeah, at that time, it'd be 8 in the morning. Yeah. Well, it'd be actually be 9. I don't know. Then Lola come on here with that damn 17-hour head shit and fuck everything up. Just like,
hey.
Damn, I was just getting on, and then she come in here and she 5 hours ahead of everybody. I'm like, damn, Lola, you just, shit, man, you into the future. You got to back up, girl.
I'm
far
more
ahead.
Into the future.
No, because she 5 hours ahead of y'all.
What time? Where is
she? She in New Zealand.
No.
Yeah, New Zealand is four or five hours ahead of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Skype it up, woman. Skype it up. Look it
really?
Up on Skype.
I thought they were behind us by 5 hours.
No, they're ahead of y'all.
Hey, you know what? All I know is that there's a time difference.
A big time difference.
A big time difference.
A big time difference. Y'all over 12 hours, yeah, I'm already screwed up. Shit. I'm already
yeah, that's
screwed
the type
up.
Of shit. You need some water and an aspirin just to figure it out.
Man, I tried to one day, and I had to do that. And I only take aspirins, but shit. Figuring out everybody's time zones, man, and then you got to calculate this, track that, add that. Oh, man, hell no. Who we got online else? We got 443. Who this is?
Yo, what's good? This is Jay, Street Smart Magazine. What's up?
Street Smart's up in the building. Street Smart? That was
yeah,
what day,
it is,
man.
What it
yeah,
is.
A beautiful cover, my brother. A beautiful cover. That's all
thanks,
I can
man.
Tell you. Good Lord. And my bad. Hold on. I ain't talking about Jolito McCullough.
Hey, hold on real fast, man. I got to get my line.
Oh, okay. Damn, he just yelled like we was at a baseball game or something. Can y'all hear me? I don't think y'all can hear me. All right. We waiting. I ain't mean Jolito. See, he got Jolito McCullum, too. Shouts out Julito, Jolito, something like that. McCullough. I ain't talking about you, bro. Nah. I'm talking about Christina Devine. Good Lord. Yeah, she's... Like Goofy Bone say, oofala. I don't know what the fuck that means, but yeah.
So you working on some new topics there, huh? No.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just trying to, you know, we trying to...
Hey, hello?
Hello? Damn, brother. Yeah, we all here.
My bad. Sorry to cut in, man, but look, I got...
Hey, whoa. Tone your voice down, because your phone is very good. You got a very good phone.
My bad, bro.
You very well. There you go. Okay, now, send shots out, because we ain't got another couple minutes, but send shots out to your people and what you got going on real quick.
Yeah, man, Street Smart Magazine, your boy, yeah, CEO, editor-in-chief, you know what I'm saying? I'm also CEO, of an independent record label, Dream Big Recordings, you know what I'm saying? We're making a lot of things happen right here in the DMV. You know what I mean? Check us out, MySpace, you know what I mean? MySpace.com/StreetSmartOnlineMAGAZI. MySpace.com/DreamBigRecordings. Shout out to all my artists, Lefty, Jinx, Nick Gage, Hold Your Head, Lage, Street Smart Magazine, Miss Christine Devine, my man Spokes, everybody, man, what it do, you know what I mean? Quick shout out, quick
hey,
plug.
Hey, Jay, can I ask you something?
What's up, baby?
When you're making your shout outs and you're giving out your information, could you do me a favor?
What's that?
Slow it down so people can understand what the fuck you're talking about.
Hey, I'm gonna
yeah,
send it to the chat. I gotta go. I'm gonna send it to the chat though.
All right, cause as bad as I want to know this, I ain't understand nothing you said.
I'm gonna send everything through the chat. All right, man, I'm out.
Well, appreciate you calling in. That's y'all can check him out at myspace.com/StreetSmart Online Magazine. And then, you know, that's how y'all can look at him. You know, Street Smarts, that's StreetSmart Online Magazine. That's where y'all can catch him at, MySpace.
Hey, was I rude?
No, brother, I just, you know, just wanted to clarify that for you. I talk fast, but, you know, just ask me to slow it down and I'll.
Yeah,
but see, I asked him to actually go ahead and get it out real quick because we ain't got that kind of
time.
Yeah, but when you said go ahead and get it out real quick, I know you meant go ahead and get it out right now. I don't think you meant go ahead and get it out real quick. Like,
that's how I would have. I don't know, brother. Yeah,
you talking
to a young school, because I'm like, you tell me I got 2 minutes, nigga. I'm going to get a whole 30 minutes worth of info in that 2 minutes. I'm going to get it in. Like, damn, nigga, you better read it on the archives. I do my show for the archives, honestly. I only do them like they live. I do it for the people that's listening in later on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's downloaded. Because, I mean, honestly, I burn my shows up and I give them away to the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So, they ain't just for no people right here to download. I download them myself and then put them on a little DVD, put them on CDs here and there, and then just give them away. That way people can hear live shit instead of me just talking about the show.
Mm-hmm. And then also they get to know about Blog Talk, you know. Because,
yeah.
You know, really, you know, the truth of the matter, we were talking about this early this morning, you know, or maybe this afternoon, that, you know, you want to really build up your listeners, you know, because, you know, it's good to have, you know, all of us that come through as hosts, but
mm-hmm.
you want listeners.
Yeah.
You know, so when I go on the outside, you know, I always take my cards, you know, so that I can give it to, you know, those that are just out in the street, you know, because those will be the listeners. You want listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's
and that's the
really
only thing work. That I ain't got. I got to get, like, I had, you know, my business card, and then I was printing
mm-hmm.
the Blog Talk information on the back.
Right.
So I would make some specific Blog Talk Radio
right.
advertisement business card. So that way you
right.
can, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you
yeah.
got features. You know,
absolutely.
Well, look, this week's features have a whole
mm-hmm.
schedule. Monday, you
mm-hmm.
got this person. Tuesday, so then, a,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can start giving somebody, you know, stuff to look
mm-hmm.
look in, you know, look at when they go online instead of just looking
mm-hmm.
at MySpace and just looking at their email.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
after that, there's something for you to check out. Well, let me go on by it since they got this person on, and they might know Christina Devine, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that the hater that's on his motherfucking website talking about they went to school with the damn girl. And she ain't that cute. Well, fuck you, bitch. You bring your ass on the damn show and send us in a goddamn full body shot. Let's see. Let's put the comparison up and see who looks better after motherfucking high school.
Mm-hmm.
Since you want to go there and shit. I hate haters like that now.
True.
I mean, damn. Just say yeah, congratulations to her. Wow, I went to high school
you know?
With her. That's cool. She's modeling. She ain't fucking,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, up there in the porn industry, and that'd be cool if she was. But I'm just saying, she ain't doing.
Even if she was, hey,
you know,
hey, she's doing her thing.
Hey,
you know,
what's going on?
We got a couple of minutes there. Smells so good, like three.
Got 2 minutes.
Two.
Y'all got 2 minutes, people. Y'all go ahead and run it. Y'all got some shout outs. Run it. I already shouted out TeenLifeUnlimited.com, TeenLife.Ning.com. So. And that's taken up by my dog, I.B. Wise. So
hey,
that's how we do it.
Sweet D, thank you for signing up there. I added you on my page today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You, we have
and everybody, look out for the BTR Teen network that we finna have popping off pretty soon.
Within a couple of weeks,
we working on to take our shows,
mm-hmm.
get some teams from your neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and then bring them somehow. We want to network all the teams up, you know what I'm saying, start doing shows and showing them how to do their own shows. But we need to kind of set it up to where they all monitored, though, to show them that we don't just get
mm-hmm.
on here and talk about pussy sucking and all that kind of
mm-hmm.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, set up either a homework network, you know what I'm saying, where they can communicate and get help with the homework,
mm-hmm.
or they can get on here and talk positively between teams, though, not all that old, you know, pedophile shit.
You want progressive teams, actually.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. There you go.
We're talking about the Trilateral Team Commission. Period.
That
sounds like a plan.
Sounds good.
So,
how about y'all?
I'm out.
I'm gonna take me a little nap before I get up and get ready to do my thing and go out and have a good time partying.
Still up.
Dude, I'll play myself to sleep, Smell.
Oh, you know, hey girl, I'll be that hand. Oh, what you want? I'm right handed. Where I'm at. Oh, I'm
right
sorry.
There.
Are we still
you lucky
live?
Girl? You
are
lucky
we,
girl?
Are we still live? Are we still live?
I gotta bounce, man, cause I gotta go pick up some bread pudding for my mama.
Bread pudding. I'll make some good bread pudding.
That you do. Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry.
I moved all the way to Las Vegas.
Oh,
from
you're
the
closer to the bread pudding.
Closer to that bread pudding.
Damn.
When y'all come to New York, remind me about the bread pudding because I make a mean bread pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you can come to Australia for my lasagna.
Oh, that sounds good.
Kangaroo biscuits.
Oh, damn.
You're only invited.
Oh, y'all got me salivating on, you know, on appetizer and a meal.
Are you slobbing right now? Oh, my bad.
Oh, I smell so good. You know you in the driver's seat, baby.
Okay, I'm going to have to go for a cold shower now.
Well, you know cold showers don't work, Lena.
Hell, I know that.
No, you just got to go ahead and take the hot shower. Get it all out. Get it all out.
Get it out. You know,
like,
man,
I love everybody.
Okay, much love to you, Abby.
Y'all have a great day.
All right. Peace out,
Peace, bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll be leaving me with
y'all later on the night.
Oh.
All right.
What's that?
Lord. I said, I'll be leaving me with all these women. I don't know what I'm about to do. Wait a minute. I guess this is the VIP after hours. For real.
Now, you know, for Lena, she's 2 a.m., so for her, it's after hours.
But,
see,
because that's the time I do my show on, though. It ain't really 2 in the afternoon to me. It's 2 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
That's how I do my show. Yeah,
oh, I hear
see.
That.
That's how I got the best of both worlds. I'm up in the afternoon.
I know, that's right.
Able to be in the morning.
I know, that's right. That's a beautiful thing.
Hey, it's all how
I
you
I should
fantasize.
Be going to bed,
you know?
Too, though.
Why? You
up? I've been working, like, so much the last few days.
Oh.
Really?
I've been doing double shifts. Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
oh.
I've been doing,
pulling double shifts. Good Lord.
Yeah, 12, 14-hour days I've been doing. So,
what, you work at the hospital?
No, I work in the airlines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so... I've been, like, working heaps and stuff, but I'm really tired. But I'm kind of a bit concerned about Tash, so I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen and whether... She kind of left me midway. We were watching a DVD, and then she got a phone call that she had to go, so she rushed off to her mum's. I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that she's going to be fine.
Oh,
I'm
sure she will be as well.
Yep. That's the energy that we send out, you know, and we keep it all positive. You know, so, you know, we're going to hear good news. We're all going to hear good news. Absolutely.
I bet. So where are you guys going at now? Smelly, what are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, after she done said slobbing, I might have to, you know what I mean? Talk to myself for a minute. You know, talk to myself, you know. a few seconds.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
going
to play myself to sleep. It was
yeah, you know.
I get to sleep much faster like that.
Hey, but man, shit.
I'm blushing.
Oh,
why,
good Lord. I am rushing.
I'm just lying, really. I'm enjoying it.
Lena, it's good for the circulation, honey, you know.
It's
hell,
protein.
Girlfriend, you go for it. It's good for everything.
Yes, you know, I mean, it's good for the circulation. My skin is clear.
Oh, I hear you. What do you think
it's
I've got
protein.
Such
a skin? That's what I'm talking about. Protein. Y'all need your protein. You know what? I got a special going on. Protein shots for the summer. You know, get your protein shots. $99.95, and that includes tablets.
What you say? Milk does the body good.
Exactly.
And I'm talking about vitamin D. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the best vitamin you can get with the D in it. You know, as long as it's got the D in it.
Y'all are too much.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I'm gonna be out right now, and
yeah.
I am gonna get a little rest. Because I do have a big shindig to go to, you know, later on tonight. So
yeah,
enjoy
y'all balling out of control in New York.
It's gonna be crazy. I mean, it's gonna be crazy. But I'm looking at my this outfit, and my daughter's like, "You coming over?" I'm like, "Yeah," because it's closer to where she lives. So, and it's really raining out here and on the island. So
Let me ask you a quick question. Do it look like recession hit over there?
Does it look like recession in New York?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I mean, do you see an increased motherfucking number of people sleeping on the streets?
No, I really don't.
There's always been a lot of motherfuckers on the streets.
They got other places that they can go. You know what I mean?
There's hideaways in
New York. There's hideaways.
You know?
There's a lot of hideaways, like, you know, behind stuff where the homeless have always gone. You know, like 42nd Street, like 10th Avenue. You'll find them over there. It's like a whole lot underneath, like, this, you know, passageway or... they got places, you know, where a lot of them don't like to go into shelters because, you know, they steal their stuff or, you know, they get abused. So, you know, they have other places that they go. You know, like on the boat, you know, they sleep on the ferry, you know, and they go back and forth. So, you know, they have their, you know, feel them. They eat better than us, you know.
I believe that. They
really,
on their grind. They on their grind. Shit, that's why.
You know, they eat better than us. I mean, I know one that, you know, I mean, the way that she talks to get her money, you know, so that she can eat, it's like, you got to have game, too, you know? I mean, you have to be able to like, really, I say, I'll give you a dollar. You know, show me some talent. Sing for me.
Yeah. That's real.
Dance for me, you know.
That's real.
It's like, yeah, and I'd be like, wow, you got a whole dollar for that. Some of them, I'd just be like, here's the $5, you know, wow, that was really good, you know what I mean? And then if, you know, you ask for something special, like, you know, can you sing this song right here for me? And then they really blow that song. It's like, oh, damn.
But then it make you put you in that Jamie Foxx mood, though, the soloist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because these people, I mean, they're just people. But they was once billionaires, millionaires, famous people that you just knew. But now they went to that hard time, and they just couldn't cope with it. So they just like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to live this life for a little bit. But they still living, they ain't dead. They just taking on another role in life, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And finding out that you don't need all of this bullshit that the world tell you that you need.
Mm-hmm. And that
you don't need
so
all
true.
That to survive, honestly. You don't need nothing to survive but your will to survive, and you will survive.
That's right.
Find clothes to put on your back. That just might not be stylish as everybody else, but who the fuck cares? You can walk around with $1 million in your pocket then if you just motherfucking tone your dress down.
That's right, and it's the truth, because I had I have a friend, you know, she was a millionaire. She's now, she chose to be homeless.
Yeah.
She could have done anything else. She could have went here, there. You know, I mean, she had other friends and so on. But when I saw her, you know, she was singing at a train station, you know, with her hat open, you know, for donations. And it's like, wow, she had millions. Isn't that something? You know, I spoke to people who, you know, who played the stock market, you know. One, he told me that he lost $5 million, and now he's bartending. And happy, he looks so happy, he's smiling.
Because
he's
free from all of that bullshit, though,
yes.
Because, I mean, now that money also brings a lot of sliminess, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So, just because you got cash, that's just more motherfuckers with their thumb up your ass trying to get something.
Hey, look, let me tell you, I know about that because I was a kept woman, you know, and I am so happy, you know, living in my little dollhouse, you know, as opposed to having a house here and a house there, you know, and, you know, and wearing, you know, all the furs and the this and the that, you know. I remember my ex saying, you know, I saved all your stuff that you wanted. I didn't want anything.
I wanted to fuck away from my life.
I love my life now. I am so free. You know, that's my confirmation. You know, I mean, if I want to, I can answer a phone. If I don't, I don't. Which I don't.
Yeah. That's real.
You know? And,
Lena heard me go off about that, about the woman trying to keep me. I ain't no kept man. I ain't with all that dress me up and all that kind of shit. I mean, it was cool for a moment playing
yes.
Barbie doll, dress up the Ken doll and shit. But after that, man, hell no,
it's
man.
Your own separate entity.
Yes.
Fuck about it, man. This
too
shit
unhealthy.
Ain't working.
People do that all the time, you know, and then they end up wondering why they've got no friends and, you know, all
it's
that
true.
Kind of, and all their life goes to shit because they're so engrossed in the one person that they forget to have a life.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It really is.
But
so
that's that couple that died though. That's their prime example. 25 years.
Yes, wow.
And they knew each other's lives so much that to the end, you know what I'm saying? They knew each other's lives.
Wow. When I hear stuff like that, because I know a couple also that happened too. You know, right after she passed. Now, who passed first? Let me see who passed first. The wife passed first in this one. And then her husband passed after because he was in the nursing home. And he wasn't getting those visits from her anymore, you know. And he chose to go home, you know. He said, I'm going. She ain't here. You know, that's why I was living. I was living, you know, my life loving her. And she ain't here no more. I don't need to be here no more. He gave it up, too.
Wow.
You know, he gave it up, too. I mean, this, you know, love can take on so many dimensions, you know.
Yeah, it can.
You know, it really can. And we learn, you know, we can learn so much from other people's love, you know.
I know, but some people just take it so to the extreme, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know what I mean? Like, is it love? Is it love or does it become an obsession?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, when you taking a person's life, that's one thing. I mean, you take the damn, you know, you kill your whole family or kill your wife and crazy shit like that. Now, that ain't love to me. I mean, that ain't, you took that beyond love because if you love the person, you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't take their lives.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's something else.
And then
that's
take your own life.
Obsession.
Yeah, no, nah, man.
Mm-mm, nah. That is an obsession right there. You can have
but
that
you know
one.
What, though, Smelly? At the end of the day, though, like, we don't know what's in people's hearts or what they see as love. Like, we only interpret
right.
it the way we do.
See,
like, for them, love them to them is maybe something like where you can't live without that person because you've shared your very soul with them and you're, you know, so connected and the friendship is so deep and stuff like that, that you've just become one together and immersed in each other, that to think of life without them is just no, there's no purpose. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some people just have such a strong, strong love like that. So it's really hard to define, you know, like everyone's got a different perception of what love is.
Love is. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, I've, you know, just recently, like about 3 days ago, I witnessed for the first time ever, because I'm, you know, quite naive in the sense I was brought up with, you know, in a European family. My parents are together still, and, you know, I never sort of witnessed that much bad stuff. And for the first time, I actually witnessed a domestic next to me, my neighbours, and I heard the man bashing his girlfriend. Ooh. And my stomach was just inside out, upside down. And I called the police and stuff, but I thought to myself, you know, how can you hurt someone if you love them? Like, how can you pound your fist into someone's flesh and call them every name under the sun, and yet you claim to love them? Do you know what I mean? And that's his perception. Like, obviously...
But I had a woman just like that because I wouldn't put my hands on her, and because of the past relationships of her being through abusive relationships, I was not in love with her. I wasn't loving her. She told me that straight up. But you ain't gonna put your hands on me, that means you don't love me.
You don't love me. There are some who live life like that. That's how they perceive love. That
love.
You know, if you love me, you're gonna beat me. You know, and then I'll submit. You know.
Yeah.
That ain't love.
That's submission. You know what I'm saying? Submissive women, man. I ain't shit me. That blew the hell out of me.
But Smelly, that goes to the old, what is it? Battered wife syndrome.
Battered wife syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes from something that they have been delivered. You know, something that's been delivered to them in their life that they see as a way of, well, this is how you display love, and I'm worthy of your love because you will put your hand on me, rather than the opposite. You know what I mean? You're such a gentleman, and you would never do that. And, you know, I don't know you very well, but from what I've gathered from the way you've spoken and things like that, that you've got a soul that would never do something like that, you know?
She doesn't know
of that. So how, you know, it's really sad, like, how people can be and what they put up with for as long as they do. And so, I mean, I'm absolute to blame for it too. When I was younger, when you're impressionable and stuff, you know, I was with someone and I told you, like, I was with him for quite some time. I introduced him into my life at 23, and at 31, basically he was still in my life, but he was the love of my life, and yet he put me down so much that I lost my faith in me. And I didn't feel like I was worthy of being loved, and it's taken me so long to actually get myself back. And to the point where it's like, you know, even he slept with my girlfriend and got her pregnant, and, you know, and he was the love of my life. And it took me that long to try and get over that as well, you know? So
American, his ass would have been found up somewhere dead. Cause...
Okay.
They don't play that around here in the hood. Shit.
Okay.
They fuck around. Or your ass, they going to set you up, and you're going to be doing some time, and that's going to be longer than you ever thought about. Because, you know, I don't know. It's a different system down here. You know, shit like that. I mean, as bad as they even treat kids, you know what I'm saying, as pawns for child support, you know, shit me. You know, you around here sticking and doing stuff like that. It comes back on you tenfold. It comes back on you tenfold, believe
me. You know what? I used to believe in that whole theory of whatever comes around goes around, and I think to a degree I do still believe it, and I'm really passionate in for an eye for an eye, because I've done a lot of charity work, and I've worked with an organisation called PASA, which is People Against Child Sexual Abuse. But it got really hard for me to work in that with all the stories that I actually heard.
Mm-hmm.
But I even heard the other day, like, there was on the news here, I don't know if it reached you guys, but there was this woman that was found with bloody, I could feel like killing her just thinking about it, with babies in her freezer. Babies in her freezer. Like, I just don't understand where the mentality, like, how can anyone be so sick to think about doing something like that, you know?
And this is in Australia?
Somewhere in Australia. It was one of the headlines in the news.
I'm down so finna look that up.
Yeah, well, we've had quite a few incidences where, you know, like, there was one that stuck a baby in the microwave. I mean, it happens in America as well. But
Yeah, they do. That just happened. The young boy rolled down the street, got mad at the damn. The baby wasn't even his. And he took the baby from the chick, arguing and shit, and then threw the baby out the window on the fucking interstate. And when they asked him why he did it, he told them something. It's because it's a dirty game.
Yeah, well, we had a similar incident not so long ago, actually, where there was a father, and, I mean, he'd split up with his wife and stuff, and he'd had his kids in the car, and I think they were making a bit of a ruckus or something like that, and I think he was under a lot of pressure or whatever, which is no excuse because I'd bash him to a pulp as well. But he actually, he was on the freeway, and he got his daughter out and threw her over the bridge onto the oncoming traffic. You know, you just, like, you look at life and you look at people around you, you just never know. Like, you'd like to think that you've got a good judge of character, like, you know, that you're a good judge of character, but you look around you and you see people and you walk past them in the street, you'd never think that they were capable of such things, but they are, you know? I remember a life once, you know, when I was younger and stuff, people used to believe in each other more and there was more patience and kindness and love. And whereas now you have to worry about who's stabbing you in the back and who's grabbing your kids and molesting them and who's, you know, out to bash you and, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was on a TV show where it was my daughter. My daughter had revealed on the Tyra Banks show, you know, of a pastor that I trusted them with, you know, it was the husband of the pastor. He used to put the girls in front of the computer and take the pictures and do the hump-a-dump on them, and thank goodness he never penetrated, but still, whatever he did to this little girl, you know, she felt like, you know, she didn't want to deal with boys. You know, so she, right now she thinks that she's in bisexual mode or homeless, I don't know, whatever she's feeling right now. But I asked her, you know, what do you want to do? Because they even asked, you know, do you want to, you know, prosecute him? And she said no, she just wants him to be healed. She wants him to be saved. You know, she wants God to save him. She doesn't want to do it. You know, so when you say also, you know, you used to believe in what goes around comes around. You know, it won't come around the way that we want it to, but, you know, when love has its perfect way, you know, the universe knows how to deal with each and every one of us.
Yeah. When the Lord brings his vengeance, boy, you start wishing that you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Say, Lord, please do something to him. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
that's
take
right.
care
yeah,
of my
know
enemy.
What? You're right.
Tell
you're
me
right.
Now,
I never wish, no matter how angry I am, I never wish things like that because for some reason, I don't know why, and this is where I guess I'm really, really blessed and stuff, anything that's ever happened to me, like I've just left it well enough alone, and for some reason or something, the universe just comes back and that person just cops it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So... I was young, very naive and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had someone that was making moves on me that was much older than me that shouldn't have been touching me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you just think, like, back then you kind of, you don't understand it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow up and you, I mean, I'm not angry. I'm, like, I was lucky. Nothing ever really bad happened to me.
Right.
But, but still, like, you look around you and you think, oh, I just can't believe the capability of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then you think, oh, well, you know, their day will come, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My mama always used to say to me as I was growing up as a young girl, daughter of mine, the night has 1,000 eyes and so is the day. The truth will prevail.
Absolutely.
One way or another.
That's right.
You
That's
know?
Right. And I believe that too, you know, because, you know, whatever is done in darkness always comes to the light because the light, you know, has to come after darkness. You know, there is that light. When you're in that tunnel and you look out, it's like, oh, wow, I finally got through that tunnel. Wow, look at that light. It's shining, you know. So, you know, we don't have to, you know, when things happen in our lives, we know because we do two things. We have human experiences and we have spiritual experiences. And when we have the human experiences, that's part of, you know, the journey, you know, and no mistake
is a wrong mistake, because it's just part of the journey, you know, and it teaches us, and it also helps to build our characters, you know, and not one of us is exempt from that, not one, you know. And when we look back and we can see things, it's like, wow, you know, you know, I see how my character has been built from this or from that, you know. Not everybody is conscious and or cognizant of, you know, what's going on in their lives, and they just live it in a sick way. But are they put here for a reason too? Absolutely, yes. You know, so that we know, you know, what we should be fighting for. If you know, because you should pick your fights. You know, choose your battles. You know, what are you going to fight for? Are you going to fight for children? Are you going to fight for the elderly? Are you going to fight for, you know, streets being cleaned? Are you going to fight for, you know, whatever it may be? You know, we have so many things where we can say, yeah, I want to battle for that.
Yeah, that's real.
Smelly, you are quite young, aren't you? Like, in this, when I say young, I mean, like, obviously you're an adult and stuff, but you're 31. See, and I listened to you and your thoughts and views and stuff, and I went on a couple of other, I was looking for you tonight, I couldn't find you. I went on a couple of other blog talk radio sit programs and stuff, and there was a couple of people around the same age as you and stuff, and I was listening to them talk, and I was so amazed at the difference in their perspective on life and the things that the way they reacted and their grammar and I don't know, just everything, their behavior and stuff. And I just was really like, you know, you should really be proud of yourself, really. Like, your mama did a really good job with you, because I think that a lot of the time you can really be a product of the way you're brought up, you know.
Yeah,
you,
but
really,
my family raised me, though. See, that's the whole difference. My mama didn't just raise me. My grandma didn't just raise me. I mean, this is what I always said, and if you ran some of my shows back, I always said, if a man comes into another woman's life, that ain't got to be the father, but he has to know how to play the father's role.
Absolutely.
And to show guidance. And I always had every, you know, the few men that she did have, you know, because my father wasn't there, they all came in, and they was all positive role models. Except for the last one, and then he was positive, because he showed me, you know what I'm saying, what not ever to do to a woman when he put his hands on my mom, and I tried to kill that motherfucker. And I always felt that then that would be the same right in me. Somebody should kill me if I try to put my hands on their mom. So then that taught me as a man a respect level, a high respect level for women. And I don't play that from not any man that I know, any of my friends, do I condone that shit, or would go to bat and take up for that type of shit, and disown you as a friend if you can't understand that what you're doing is wrong. You are totally disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Not only disrespecting her, you disrespecting yourself, because she's supposed to be, y'all supposed to be as one. That's why you be with a female. That's what I look for. You know what I'm saying? Not the beauty of it. It's more mental. And it before it's physical, you know what I'm saying? Because the mentality is what you're going to have to deal with forever.
That's right.
The physical, you can always, you know, take to the gym and get the physical, you know, in different shapes and forms. But that mentality is always just going to be that same.
That's right.
You know, that y'all both going to have to work out.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know?
Because you just said it, you know, when as time goes on, you know, you're not going to always look the same. You know, but it's not your outer that we're so concerned with. I mean, in the beginning, yeah, because we know that you have physical attraction and you know, the visual is, you know, a very strong aspect of it. But then you have to know that, okay, you know, will I love you after that?
Can I buy it with you? Can we buy it?
Music Child, Music Soul Child, who sings that song about, and he has it where, you know, they've grown old together, that video. I can't think of the name of it, you know, but.
I know what you're talking about.
It's so beautiful, you know, like to see them, like, you know, now they're older, and, you know, he's gray and she's gray, and they're still loving one another.
Yeah, that is music. That's music.
I
forgot the song.
I got chills in my head, you know, with that one.
Yeah.
You know, because it's
so much.
Is that
called So Beautiful?
Yeah, that's real, though. That's how love is really supposed to go. I mean, the media corrupts that shit so fucking much that we don't know what the fuck love is now.
It's
we
true.
Think, you know, we think love is a Lil Wayne, or we think love is a Halle Berry, you know what I'm saying? And finding
you know?
One of these motherfuckers, you're going to be in love. But then you see all these old dumbass motherfuckers who get a little money, what they go do? They try to go and marry another motherfucker who call themselves a star. You know, if anybody calling you a star, you ain't no fucking star. I'm a superstar. I know what
That's right.
I am. I don't need nobody telling me anything different.
That's
you know,
right.
And nobody should tell you anything different. You are the shit. Because
That's
there's
right.
only one of you. So, yeah, you
That's
are
right.
the shit. You are the shit
That's
to this
right.
world. There's only one replica of you, and that is you.
That's
no
right.
carbon copies.
That's right. Nobody else has your blueprint, your fingerprint.
No,
you know
your DNA. So yeah, hell yeah,
right.
I'm fucking special. I'm a goddamn superstar.
It.
I ain't trying to
that's
be
right.
Bane. I just know what I am. I'm a superstar.
That's
I feel
right.
everybody's a superstar. The world
that's
is
right.
nothing but
yeah.
Stars.
But you know what, Smelly? Not everyone's blessed to have that kind of an attitude about themselves.
Yeah, but that's what. Hey, I'm blessed. That, I'm blessed to come here and let you know that.
That's right, and I feel
so.
The same
as long as you
way
got ears, as long as you got ears, and you can get that internal feeling. You know, people got to go to church in order to feel like they healed and spiritually healed. So sometimes you just got to hear it from somebody. So now you're hearing it from me.
That's
know,
true.
Everybody is a superstar. It ain't got nothing to do with your financial status, with your income.
Right.
It's all got to do with your mentality, because the stars in the sky are bigger and higher than we are.
That's right. I know
so,
that's right.
So till you get there, hey, I don't see you. I don't see I don't see Michael Jackson. I don't see
that's
Bill
right.
Cosby. I don't see
that's
Stevie
right.
Wonder. I see all of y'all is just good brothers that made an impact
right.
on life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
Harriet Tubman, everybody along the way, thank you. You know what I'm saying? That's all I owe you is a thank you. Martin Luther King, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but all that superstardom, hey, it's only one of me. It's like it was
that's
only
right.
one of you. And when
that's
I'm gone,
right.
hey.
Mm-hmm. And we all are here for purpose. You know, we all have destiny. And we just see a lot of people don't know what their destiny is and know how to fulfill it. You know, because I hear a lot from people who say, you know, I want to know what my purpose is here, you know. I want to know what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm really supposed to be doing, not this menial job that I'm doing that I go to from 9 to 5 or 7 to 11 or 9 to 8, you know, but what was I put here for? You know, I asked that question when I was 19 years old. I put my hands up and I said, Father, I said, Most High, I want to know what my calling is. I want to know why I'm here. And you know what I was told? Because you feel it in your heart. I was told to show love.
Yeah.
And I heard it's not going to be easy. You will have trial and tribulation along the way. And surely I have, because it's not always easy to show love sometimes, you know.
But God
you
doesn't
gotta,
make you a better person, though.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The trials and tribulations, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I asked again, you know, like maybe 9 years ago, and I was on a terrace, and I said, okay, I don't know if my calling was redefined, you know, but if it was, you know, can you, you know, let me know, you know, what you want me to do now? And I heard again, show your love. And then I said, well, how? He said, I heard teach. I said, how? He said, by example. It's not going to be easy. But show your love, because the love that you show is me.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do that. Teach by, and I, man, please. I try to tell my homeboys that, and I'll be like, don't, man, I ain't talking about change your way. I ain't trying to tell you to be walking like you the deacon in the church. I say, but at the same time, just be mindful of some of the things that you do and your surroundings and who are looking at you and how that's affecting the people that are looking at you. You know, and that's just the whole thing about that.
That's my homeboy Judge. Oh, no, yeah.
well, y'all, it was beautiful making love with y'all, you know.
Hey, you
know,
is
this,
yeah,
before
you right
go,
back.
Before you go,
what
who am I speaking with?
Me? Oh, this is Sweet D Love.
Sweet D Love.
Yeah.
I'm going to look out for you more often. I've enjoyed talking to you. Oh.
Okay, well, I'm on, you know, we come on and, you know, we do a little bit of the and all the other good stuff.
No, she's saying it mildly, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she already knows. She already
that's
knows. That's Sweet D Love.
but I do other things too, Lena, you know, like if you come to like other shows, like the different shows like Desert Rose, I'm going to be doing a number show where people will call in, you know, and give me their numbers, and I'm going to tell them a little something. Yeah, so we can look out for that too. Yeah.
My old grandma used to do, boy, go get that. Go get my dream book. Let me see what these numbers mean.
Hey, I'm writing one now. I'm writing a dream book and a numbers book. You know, I'm putting that together as we speak.
Wow.
So, yeah. I'm doing that for my mama because she was a number lady, you know. But I'm taking it to the next level, you know. Man. So it's all good. It's all good. It's all love. And I love you. DJ smells so damn good.
I got the breathe on now.
Lena, baby, you know, it was wonderful meeting you, and I know that we will meet again to make sweet love like we are right now doing.
Ow, sure. Two women at the same time. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we're still alive.
So, ciao to y'all. Let me play a little bit of sleep.
All right, baby.
All right. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Thank you.
Sweet deal love.
Bye-bye, baby. Ciao.
Bye. So, what are you going to do now, Smelly?
I don't know. Talk to you a couple more minutes, and then I'll thought about surfing around, but I need to download all these damn episodes. I got I don't know how many I got, but I don't want nothing to happen to my damn account, and then I can't get all my episodes. You know what I'm saying? So I need to take the time out, download all my episodes, so I can reuse them, and then make sure I keep.
Hey,
I didn't get to keep the one that when you gave a good shout out. I told you I was gonna keep it and reuse it. That was on Tasha's account that they banned and shit, that they cut off when you did the little promo and stuff. Remember when you did the little promo? Like, just the DJ smells so good show. And I was telling y'all going to keep that. I was going to go in the archive and keep it.
I can see that again for you.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, I was like, damn, I was going to cut that out, you know. It's all good.
Do you think you'll ever have, like, Because you did you say you only play indie music or you don't play indie music?
No, that's all I play is indie music. I don't play commercial music.
Okay, so
I don't promote commercial music. That's all I'm saying. I don't keep it in rotation. I might play a song like she put that, some shit up there, Key Sweat and shit like that. That's because she want to hear it. Now, okay, we'll play it, but I don't promote that. You know what I'm saying? That's not my content that I cover on my show.
You wouldn't do a special show just for me, like for old school jams?
Old school, yeah, I do. I got a bunch of old school.
Like
I did old school shows.
Brothers and Queen.
Because that's old school. See what I'm saying? That's not this new bullshit that's in the industry right now that's on the radio. That's what I'm saying. Whatever's new that's on the radio. Like, you go on a couple of these dude shows and shit, and they sitting there trying to play the latest T.I., the latest Lil Wayne, and all that old latest bullshit. I don't do none of that. I don't give a fuck if y'all don't never hear what the fuck is on FM, AM radio. You're going to hear what's on this radio, and that's what I do. But I normally do all my old school shows on F-Bomb Radio, because that's why I got so much old school loaded up to that. And that's where I do my old school specials at.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I take it back. Shit, I took it back. What that was? That last Sunday or Sunday before last? Took that way back. Playing BGs. I had everything. I go back. Bobby Womack, Isley, Aretha. I got Needle. I take it back.
Well, when you do, you can dedicate that to me.
Take it back. Yeah, we
I love
all
that music. Love, love, love.
I need that's what I need. See, if I get me a old school dude, I just gotta go on one of their MySpaces and something, contact one of them. Cause if I get Isley Brothers, one of the Isleys to come on, boy, that'll be past the shit. I'd be more than the shit. My mama will probably call in on that motherfucker shit.
Really?
She right next to me and be like, let me call, let me use your cell phone.
How cute.
Yeah.
Get on really well with your mama?
Yeah, man. Me and Mom's, we bought a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath condo, townhouse together. So, I mean, she a diabetic. So, I mean, I ain't got no woman. So, I mean, My thing, you know, the type of person I am, if I'm with you, I'm going to be taking care of you, you know what I'm saying, point blank and period. So if I'm with a woman, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be paying her bills and taking care of her. So it ain't no difference between me staying with my mama, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People, woman always wonder, why you ain't got your own place? Why you ain't got your own apartment? What the fuck for? Y'all, no, I mean, shit, half of everybody around
here.
This bitch can't pay their goddamn bills as it is now. And got to go to this man and that man and beg him for money and shit to get their goddamn finances, you know what I'm saying, to keep them stable and shit. Oh, nah, I ain't with all that. I got money in my pocket, financially straight, you know what I'm saying? And when I ain't no mama's boy to the point where I won't leave home, you know what I'm saying? Not like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't stay with other women, and I did the same fucking thing, you know what I'm saying? Took care of their shit, paid all their fucking bills. Still, you know what I'm saying, shot my mom some money and stuff, but, you know.
Millie, what do you do? Like?
A DJ.
So you do DJing?
Yeah, I got a DJ gig in like 3-4 hours. Matter of fact, I got a 21st birthday party to do.
Wow.
Yeah, check me out on
Craigslist.
They
do a lot.
Yeah, I got a little ad on Craigslist that I advertise through, and that's been shit helping out, that damn Craigslist. Shouts out to Craigslist. It do work.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
So that's
but
all you've done for quite some time?
No, I got my own business on the side. That's what, you know, that's where the smell so good come in, at the incense. I do the incense, body oils, lotions, and soaps, and stuff like that.
Do you?
Yeah, get out! But right now, my shit been down because my fucking van been down. And I'm mobile, you know what I'm saying? I normally keep all my shit in my van. So, I went through a little down slope where motherfuckers stole all my shit, broke in, stole my shit. And then my van turned around, broke the fuck down, and shit just, you know. Then this so-called economy bullshit kicked in. So I'm just getting back on my upslope now and got my van back in order and, but then the damn title, I ain't got the title, so I got to get 300 to damn get a fucking title for it. I'm like, God damn. $300 for a title if you lose that bit.
Yeah.
So
what, that's actually your business as in your product or you?
No, that's my business. I buy, you know, wholesale and then resell, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not like a name brand.
Yeah.
Not like my own.
You should bring out your own aftershave, DJ Smell. So cool. I'll do the ad for you.
You can buy
aftershave from DJ Smell. So good.
That's what I'm talking about. All the Aussies want one.
You just got the 0055 fantasy call. No, you're so clever for your age. It's so applaudable to have. You've got such a great maturity about you as well as the, you know, like you're kind of an all-rounder. You've got the sensitive side to you. You've got the tough side to you. You've got the, you know, I don't know. You're kind of an all-rounder. It's really refreshing to see.
It's a real
And you're really healthy-minded. I like that.
Real person. Yeah, I was in, seventh grade. I went up to, went up to Tallahassee, which is our state capital, you know what I'm saying? I sat in the old big comfy chairs with, you know, the senators and all that shit be sitting in. So I took a picture, and I still got that picture to this day, you know what I'm saying, which was kind of always been, I don't know, like my mama had a dream that, she, you know what I'm saying, she seen me, you know, in one of them type of positions. And even though I hate fucking politics, you know what I'm saying, politrics, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's a calling for everything because we have to be in place at certain times, even though you don't want to be, even though you don't think you're supposed to be. Sometimes you have to be in certain places to make certain things happen, you know. So, I mean, I set this little thing up with Trilateral Commission, and I set that up just so me and my two homeboys that I done met through this radio station can just have an identity through all of these millions of people. And through it, I done got, you know, more feedback in 2 weeks than I can ever fucking expect, ever. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's been negative and it's been positive. But all of it's been feedback, so it don't fucking matter to me.
Yeah.
You know, and feedback is what you need, negative
feedback,
or positive.
Feedback, whichever way. And you've got to get constructive as well as criticism as well, because it can't always be good.
Well, the criticism...
Improvement.
the criticism is people that feel like they ain't involved in the damn trilateral commission. Like they're not a part of it. And I'm like, okay, I didn't go and put a motherfucking online petition out for anybody to sign or an application. You know, I ain't say I was hiring to be working for the trilateral commission. It's just like, damn, like you ain't tell us about the club. I'm like, you know, I didn't know it was a club, you know. But the thing of it is trial, you know what the trilateral commission is. Do you know what that is?
No.
You never heard of trilateral commission? You ain't never heard of, you know, or now they, Obama came out, they want to talk about which he already knew that, but he's part of the trilateral commission. And it's a group, it's sectors of superpowers, you know what I'm saying, that run the world. You know what I'm saying? And they're in groups of three. You know what I'm saying? Like Obama. It's Obama. I think it's Iran and probably Saudi Arabia or Iraq. Somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Them two superpowers, their presidents from them two countries and Obama make up the Trilateral Commission. Them three superpowers, you know what I'm saying, make up one group, which is called the Bamberg Group. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a group. And the Trilateral Commission, though, is one big-ass triangle with all these groups that are, you know what I'm saying, a part of it, that, you know what I'm saying, that make up each point. It's only three points. But then you talking about all of these groups got their own trilateral commission within, you see what I'm saying, within the trilateral commission. But they're all in threes. They're all in little pods of threes. And that's how the world is ran, though. It's ran off of one big-ass this triangle, man. And everything within this line is my shit. Everything in this line is my shit, and everything that's in between this here, we all share we amongst the trilateral commission. You know what I'm saying? And that's how this world is ran. That's your 1% of motherfucking people that is running this entire country. And that's how they got it orchestrated. So that's how I'm orchestrating my shit.
How do you feel about Obama being president?
Congratulations. My world don't revolve around no president. I can give a damn if it wasn't no president. Ooh. You don't run my world. We are in one world, which is your own world. To me, my mayor, who I don't even fucking talk to, but is more president than Obama will ever be president. Obama can say right now, I want 34th and Chelsea Street fixed. He ain't going to say that. So, therefore, he has no impact on my world. He has an impact, I guess, on the population, but he don't have no impact, nor did Bush, nor did anybody else, because I wasn't a part of the food stamps. I wasn't a part of the gas and shit when that shit kept jacking up, because at the time I was making money, so I didn't feel that. You know what I'm saying? When Bush fucked everything up, I didn't feel it. If I felt it around me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Did you feel that Bush fucked things up?
I felt that the economy, well, I mean, that's, you know, that gets deeper than that. I mean, that ain't just Bush by himself stood up there and said, hey, you know, go jack the gas up. No, that was your Senate. That was your House of Representatives. That was a whole collection of people that, as one mind, fucked shit up. But you talking about some thousands of people that it took to have, you know, for that to do that. It wasn't no one man. He's just a damn scapegoat. Just like if anything happens now, Obama going to be the scapegoat. That's what the presidency is all about. You know what I'm saying? Obama did more work and more help for use in the United States when he was actually a senator for the state of Illinois. You know what I'm saying? Because he wrote over like 200 and something laws, and all them laws got passed. Those were health care reforms. There was public housing reforms, just everything for schools, colleges, you know what I'm saying? College kids can get, he set up a lot of stuff for kids to get, you know, scholarships, you know, $1,000 full paid and all that kind of stuff for the inner city youth. You know what I'm saying? That was when he was working. He was working then, though. He ain't working now. His ass is on vacation. That's any presidency. Any president, anytime you become president, your ass is on vacation. You ain't working no more.
Really?
You travel the fuck around the country, woo-woo-doo-be-doo, shaking hands, and signing a couple of fucking bills that you ain't gonna never fucking read that come before you because there's too many goddamn cameras flashing for you to take time to read that shit. So who the, you know what I'm saying? And them be the motherfucking big bills that they flash that really be fucking shit up. That be tacking, you know, jacking the damn gas up. He don't know. That's what he got advisors and all this other shit for, to advise him on what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? He ain't knowing directly. He get everything he get, all the information he get, is second, third, fourth hand. So how the hell he know, you know what I'm saying, everything is correct when it comes to him? But he's the representative. He chose to be the scapegoat. He chose to be the puppet, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be the leader of the show. But the real leaders is your House of Representatives, Congress, Senate, all them fuck-ass fucking senators that sit back there, you know what I'm saying, and that allow these punk motherfuckers to fly to meetings and shit, you know what I'm saying, and when the whole economy so-called was crashing and shit, come the fuck on, man. Even till now, right here in Hillsborough County, these punk motherfuckers down here at our county center, which is supposed to be your council people, which are like the lowest level that you know, run the streets, you know, your police and shit like that beyond the mayor, because they report to the mayor, you know, and then the mayor she just don't do nothing. She just signs off, too. It's your council people. You got five councilmen, women and men, you know what I'm saying, that sit up on this damn desk. Everybody come and tell them their problems, what they want done. Then they come back collectively as a group, discuss the shit, and then tell you to come back, just like you're in court, and then give you a damn verdict. This is what we going to say. Yeah, you can do it. I know you can't. And then once they say, yeah, we're going to do it, then that boom, they take that, they send that shit to the mayor, boom, she go ahead, sign off of it. If it needs governor approval, then they'll send that shit up to Governor Chris. He'll sign, look at it. He ain't going to look at the shit because he know the mayor done signed it, so he just going to sign off on the shit. Boom, that's it. President Obama ain't got shit to do with that. Nothing to do with none of our streets improvement. What he did, he came, met with all of the mayors, so-called met with all of the mayors, and gave them, you know, funds to come through and clean up and repave all the streets. I mean, in the hood, these motherfuckers repaved the streets, but they repaved only the side streets. All of the main roads in and out the motherfucking neighborhood still raggedy than a motherfucker.
I wouldn't have thought that, eh? Like, I thought that with him coming in that things would be, that he would really play a huge part.
I mean, yeah, in yourself, though. I mean, that's the only thing. He should play a part in us as a black, as black people. I mean, we should, because they always say there'd be a cold day in hell if a black man ever get there. Okay, well, we at the highest height. So as a black person, all you should feel is, damn, I can get to wherever I want to be. I can get to the highest height I want to be. Because to the world, that's what they play up as the highest thing in the world. Not to me. But that's cool. You know what I'm saying? If that gives you something to look up to be. But I'd rather be a doctor that saves 100 lives a day. I'd rather be the fucking fireman that pulls out motherfuckers every day.
Yeah,
and that's a direct impact
for
on
sure.
People's lives. You know, the president is not a direct impact on nobody's lives. He just, when the shit hits the fans and he steps in front and says, oh, everything's going to be all right. Anybody can stand. I can stand up there and record my voice. You only need a damn image. Put a cardboard cutout and just keep running the damn tape recording. Motherfuckers will still be happy. Ain't got to be no physical body there, man. Think about how many times you actually see the president after he becomes president.
I think, though, out of all the presidents that you've had, though, I think what comes across to me is that he cares the most, though.
Yeah, which, that I mean, but that should
just
be,
really
they should play the We Are the World song. They should just keep playing that. We are the world. We are the children. I mean, and change for yourself. That's what he kept saying, though. His whole thing was change. I can't do, and he said that, I can't change the world. But if we all do a little bit to change ourselves, we can all start changing the world. That's all he's saying. He ain't saying
yeah,
come in there
real,
to
which
do.
Which is real, though.
That's
Nelly,
it. No other president ever said that. That's what makes him so different and set apart from everybody else. He's just telling you the real of what we need to do. instead of depending on your government. Don't depend on your fucking government. He ain't never say depend on the government.
It's about time that someone came up and stepped up to the plate and got real with the people, because people want to be, they want to hear the real shit. They're so sick and tired of hearing the lies and the, and you know, like the government monopolizes everything. You know, politics is, it's all about everything. You know what I mean? But for once, someone steps up and says, you know, I can't do it on my own. Seriously, I'm one person. Like, get over it if you think that I'm going to be able to fix everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it came across like this dude really gives a shit more than anything.
Yeah.
A lot of the other ones. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you hear Bush and the theory of Bush being behind the 9/11.
Well, everybody know he was. Man, ain't no theory. That is motherfucking punk ass woman behind that shit. I know so. But
yeah,
I mean, it's a lot of information.
Really
it's a lot of,
that.
Listen, between the world, because we get a lot of information that y'all don't get. And we get information, you know, that y'all get information that we don't get. You know what I'm saying? But when you put the same information together and that shit matches the fuck up, that's truth. That's how you find out truth. You know what I'm saying? And I don't match plenty of shit up. I can send you plenty of clips and all this shit from different people of the world, different people of the country
that
talk about that shit. You know what I'm saying? And not just here, not American. I'm talking about people from all these prestigious countries and the shit, sheiks and all this shit that let you know the truth. You know what I'm saying? When you hear from a third world country, you know what I'm saying? Not just your own country, and I'm talking about shit from the damn firefighters and the policemen that was there that said they heard explosions and shit, you know what I'm saying, before the fucking tower was even hit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And I
so,
also heard, is it true, Smelly, that what's the name, Saddam, is it Saddam Hussein, whoever it is, his family?
Yeah, they flew him out. Yeah, they flew the whole family out, right, hell yeah. They flew
the
whole entire fucking family out of the country. What the fuck they was doing in the country, who the fuck knows, but they flew them, they flew the whole fucking family out directly while that shit was going on. And they the whole world's airspace was shut down.
Wow.
No travel. There wasn't no air travel for these motherfuckers to fly
out
across the goddamn country. Come on, man. Come on now. I mean, you ain't talking about no couple hundred thousand dollars. You ain't talking about no $1 million. You ain't even talking about $1 billion when you talk about these fucking two people's families. Them two families.
Yeah, because wasn't Bush's dad involved?
He still is. He was an ex-member of the CIA, so you know he was in with Saddam. He got plenty of photos and all that shit where he, you know, way the fuck back in 1988 and all that. You know what I'm saying? He was with Saddam Hussein's father and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And they had oil ties. They still got oil ties. It just, you know. All that shit is not conspiracy theory though. It's just news. You know what I'm saying? It's just that news that happens so quick. They air it so quick, and they have to air it now. They can't leave the public blind. But what they do is they show it so quick, and they never show it again.
Yeah.
So anybody who did, the little couple of thousand of people that might have caught it, and everybody else that was at work, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna talk about it quick enough because they didn't even know it hit them so fast. They didn't even know what the fuck happened. That's how they do it down here. They tell you. They put it right in front of your face. They never hide it. The truth is never hidden. It's right in front of your face.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just truth.
Did you got to get that?
Hello? Hey, how do you call me from an 813 number?
813?
Yeah, 9-8 number just...
I flew over there.
Right.
Over there in 2 hours.
2 hours. Well, guess who I'm on the phone with?
Who are you on the phone with?
No, I can't do the mama jokes because your mama in the hospital. Lena G.
You're on the telephone with her, are you?
Yeah, well, we still on the show.
Oh, what show?
My show, you know, we on the VIP
Parliament.
Now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so how you? She hear you?
Huh?
Does she hear you?
I can hear you. What'd you say?
I said she can hear you.
Oh, can she hear me then?
Babe, what's happening?
Oh, she said, what's happening? What's up with your mom?
Oh, yeah, she's okay. They've taken her in for x-rays. They're still not sure what it could be, but they've taken her in for x-rays, so I'm still here. But they said they might be sending her home because the swelling's gone down and stuff, and they're going to see what the x-rays say. And
sure want the motherfucking kerosene in the goddamn house your brothers was fucking polluting air with? Crazy-ass motherfucker. Goddamn brothers the other day when they was using the kerosene in the house.
I have absolutely no idea what you just said.
The kerosene that your brothers was using.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that couldn't have been an effect of it, her inhaling all that shit.
I don't know, maybe.
Hey, Smelly, I'll let you go so you can catch up with Tosh, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, that's what's up. Well, hey, hold on, Tasha, hold on. All right, Miss Lena J, all the way from West Australia via Perth. You know what I'm saying? We live right here. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. Appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, giving prayers out to Miss Natasha and the family, and everybody coming through checking out DJ Smell So Hood. That's what it do. See y'all tomorrow or whenever I'm on here. Huh? Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Peace.